online using the FM 100. It's got its own nano compressor on it. It's connected to the...
Save the technical mumbo-jumbo. I just want to know if it'll work.
That never happens. 106.3 FM, WTMD, LP, McCall.
If your compasses are pointing towards Ackley, it is not Blair's ego. Ackley is the center of the earth, the center of the earth, the center of the earth. Ackley is the center of the earth, and it's in the middle of a cornfield.
I suggest a new strategy, Artu. Let the Wookiee win.
Let's give Blair nightmares. Let's give Blair nightmares. Let's give Blair nightmares on the Club Impaler show. We're gonna make him hide under his pillow. We're gonna make him hide under his pillow. We're gonna make him hide under his pillow when he can't get his dew and cheese cubes on the Club Impaler overnight on the Club Impaler overnight, where all of the left get into all of the right. We're gonna have a ball. If you hit the wall, then your head will go smack. Whoops, there goes another conspiracy. Whoops, there goes another fallacy. We're gonna blow them up on a Club Impaler show.
Wow. so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
I suck.
You do not. You've been listening to Blair too much.
I'm going to quit and give up.
You've definitely been listening
that's
to Blair
the show
too much.
That's the show for tonight. I'm going to quit and give up.
Meanwhile, I'm going to senselessly battle
into
the microphone.
Move to Cincinnati and work for Fred.
Who's Fred?
Well, Blair used to work for Fred.
Oh.
Yeah. Then I'm going to quit and give up.
After you moved to Cincinnati?
Well, you know, I thought I might quit and give up before then, but then I couldn't quit and give up, so I'm going to quit and give up. Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Well, you know what time it is?
Life, the universe, everything. Just everything. You know, everything.
Exactly. Yes, and it's going to be a big show tonight. Oh, boy, is it ever. This is Life, the Universe, and Everything for December 21st, 2003. Just 144 days till Dayton. Isn't that like 12 times 12 or something? Oh, man. All right. Don't be afraid. We need to start this show with a disclaimer. We need to start this show with a disclaimer for longtime listeners. You're going to hear some strange things tonight, and I don't want it should hurt you. You're gonna be hearing some very strange things. Don't panic. It's called content, and it won't hurt you. Now, Life, the Universe, and Everything is normally rather like an apartment where you don't get enough heat. So you have the blower up all the way. But tonight, you might want to crank it down because you don't want to get content shock. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello there. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric?
Yeah.
Which Eric?
Big Dish Eric.
No, I'm sorry. He doesn't make outgoing calls.
Yeah, he does because he went cell phone shopping today.
Ooh. Big Dish with one of them, their unlimited calling plans. This is frightening.
Now I'm going to call you and I'm going to talk and we're not going to have content. So the problem.
Oh, listen, there is content tonight. Man, is there content tonight.
You're not allowed to have content. It just can't happen.
I'm sorry. I'm going to. Tonight, I'm going to. What is on your mind tonight?
Well, I had been asking Tom and Daryl last night about replays, and I knew you'd played with them more than they had. I was just wondering if you knew of any good software to extract video from them.
Oh!
Other
do
than
DV
Archive, which only sort of works.
Hey, DV Archive is your friend.
Friend, but it's also a bit on the buggy side.
Oh, it's got some issues, but I wouldn't say it's a bit on the buggy side. It works
know.
Good
I've been
for
playing
me.
A little, and it seems kind of to lock up and get off in La La Land, but it does seem, I guess, to work. I was just sort of wondering if there's anything better out there that I didn't know of.
Ah, okay. Now, which replay do you have?
I have, right now, I actually have them in my possession, and you should know better than to ask, but I have 5040.
Okay. Byron is saying it's buggy with the 5040. Tom and Daryl, had a 5040
Yeah, and it got blown up.
I think it got blown up. They bought about seven more of them today.
Oh, they did?
No, actually, they
bought them on because I was talking to them about them last night.
Oh, really? Well, apparently they drove. They're coming here via Kenosha. You know, apparently that's where they had to go to find a pair.
I don't know how far is that from Macomb.
Well, the point is, it's down near Chicago. Well, it's north of Chicago. It ain't exactly on the way.
Do they like stop at every Radio Shack in Illinois
bitch,
buying these
bitch,
things?
Bitch. They're not well. The 5040, I don't know if it was the one that they had or if it's the model in general. I'm going to guess it's the model in general. Byron was telling me, Byron, of course, is used to the one here. He's used it, and he's seen it work right.
You have something in the 4500 series, correct?
Yeah, I have a 4000.
Okay. Oh, you have a 4000?
I think I actually have a 4000, and I don't. I'm not sure. They look identical.
Okay.
I've got at least one 4000 and at least one 4500. And whether the third one's a 4000 or a 4500, I actually don't know.
How many do you have?
Three.
Oh, just three.
Just three. How many do you have? You got.
You don't want to know the answer to that. I don't even know the answer to that.
I heard you say something about seven, but it got obscured in a little bit of cell phone.
No, I think I have seven or eight in my possession right now. I'm not keeping all of them. Most of them are going on eBay because, like, as I was talking to Tom and Darrell last night, or, like, close to $300 on eBay.
Now, do you have any 4,000s or 4,500s?
No, I've got just 5,500 and 5,000 series.
Yeah, crap.
Sorry, I think the only place you're going to find a 4,500 is eBay.
Okay. Well, I'm not in need, but
I think three replays for a house that has one person living in it is not in need.
Well, the short story...
Hey, pay attention over here.
The short story is that... does Byron want to talk?
I don't think we should let him.
Hey, pay attention over here.
Byron, did you make sure your microphone is turned on?
Yeah.
I turned up the pot. You're not there. Check the mixer. Okay.
Did I just hear him?
No, he's...
Oh. Okay. I thought I heard him.
Well, we've got Tom and Daryl, and Dwayne and Lady are coming. So I actually have another mixer... Well,
check.
There you go.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You found what channel you're connected to.
I was on the wrong channel the whole time, sitting there tweaking this knob, going, why am I not hearing myself?
Hate it when that happens.
Okay. Now, Byron basically told me that the 5040 sucks.
It sucks.
If you download stuff from the 5040 and try and watch it at the same time, the remote... You know, you push a button and 5 minutes later something happens. I showed Byron. I did a demonstration. I downloaded with DV Archive two shows simultaneously while playing something and recording something locally. I had the replay doing four things, which is, I think, the theoretical maximum. I can't think of what the heck else you could get it to do. You can only download two shows at a time.
One of the biggest pains in the butt is, you know, you'll be downloading. I'd frequently download screensavers off of the replay, and my biggest problem was that I'd be downloading it and somebody would go, "Hey, yo, stop downloading up there. I'm trying to watch TV." It would start jumping and getting all sluggish, and the remote would get all crappy. So the best way to fix that problem, Eric, is if you have DV Archive, right-click on it and click on Refresh Guide. Like if you're trying to use the remote and you're downloading something at the same time, first of all, click on Refresh Guide, and it'll execute the command that you put in, and you're waiting for it to happen. It'll make that priority.
All right. Well, what I was talking with Tom and Daryl about is my I'm not sure how many replays I'm going to keep, but I'm going to keep at least one, and that one's going to be used to record clean feeds off satellite, and then I'm going to send it across the internet to my computer at RIT.
Okay.
So it's pretty much fire or me downloading stuff, so I don't think this much is going to be an issue.
Okay, yep. So you're probably not going to be watching TV as you're downloading.
Right. Considering okay. that the replay will be, I don't know, 90 miles away from where I am.
Okay, you're doing what I was doing, you know, telling it to download something off the replay and then putting it on, like, an FTP server, right?
Yeah, well, I haven't decided if I'm actually... I've got a VPN set up also, so I could either download with DV Archive across the VPN, or I could just download to my server in my house and then FTP it to my machine in my dorm. But I can work that out later.
Okay, so if watching TV and downloading at the same time is not an issue, then you're fine. The replay lagginess does not affect recording. So if it's jumping all over the place as you're watching it, if you rewind it and watch it again, it'll be fine.
Yeah. The one problem I have is the unit I opened up, the remote doesn't work on it.
Well, you can use the virtual remote, though.
That's how I've been playing with it.
Okay.
I've been using the virtual remote, but the physical remote control, I think it's actually the replay at fault because the remote's putting out a signal, and I did some research, and I guess they had some issues with the IR receivers and the 5000 series units.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to get that taken care of, but aside from the remote not working, it seems okay.
Cool.
But
I don't even need to be here for this.
The Kenno Shah or whatever was the closest they had them, I guess, or did they actually buy seven of them?
No, I was joking. They bought two of them.
Oh, they just bought two?
Yeah, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Do you know what kind of deal they got on the subscription?
Here's my understanding of it. That they're $150 and that includes a 3-year subscription. And if after the 3 years are up, you can add additional months at 99 cents a month.
Hey, Big Dish, could you shut up for a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you shut up for a minute?
No, I'm not shutting up.
We wish you a merry whining and a happier Blair.
Yay!
Yipe, 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 yipe.
They gave me do. Ah, boy, that's a lot of do.
Byron?
Oh, wait a minute.
Byron?
Let me just hold it up by the webcam here.
Where's the camera?
Hey! Oh, this is going to be a... Oh, wait a minute.
Let me get out of the way.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. We're gonna wait for a refresh here. This is going to be a hell of a picture. Get ready to capture on the webcam. Oh.
He should be especially refreshed. Refresh, Blair.
Okay, we're going to have a big marathon. Oh, there we go. There's the update.
Good whining to you wherever you are. Good whining for Christmas. And a slap shrap right here.
Ow!
Now,
look at all this do.
I'll give you this. I want my do.
They're like 20, they're 20-ounce bottles. I guess they're
16s.
16s? They're duets.
Yeah, that's all we could find on short notice, but, you know.
Okay, well, thank you.
That just means you drink more, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. And I hope and I hope Pat was by the computer to capture that.
Save yours right there before it changes.
That's all right. I'll leave it for someone else to capture.
I noticed Blair has a cute little CD cabinet over there. I like that.
How about that?
Well, I hit the south side of Ackley. I reached over and turned on the radio and there
yeah.
you were.
Hey, Dwayne, have you noticed what I left in the living room for you?
Uh-oh.
Well, there's like, you mean like
yeah, there's like a mixer and plenty of microphones.
I thought we actually heard you mention that.
You heard me mention that?
Yeah.
Were you listening on your way in or something?
We're listening.
Oh, man.
Hey, pay attention over here.
What? Why do you want?
I got to take the new way in. Woohoo, man. Congratulations.
Blair has you muted. Oh. Did we have a caller?
There's a big party going on here.
I'm sorry, did we have a... Did we have a caller I forgot about? Was there a caller I forgot about?
Hey, Big Dish?
Yeah.
Okay. We were hoping there wouldn't be a boop, 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 boop. You know, that tells us he's gone.
Oh, so I should have hung up on you?
No. Yes.
No, we wouldn't hang up on you.
Yes.
No, but Blair would.
Well, there's that.
Yes. Damn, I actually got his laptop there.
Yeah, and there's wireless on it.
Yeah, you cool. We got wireless, too. We brought several wireless cards.
Did you guys bring you guys brought all your Wi-Fi cards?
Not all.
We brought
what
several.
We can find.
Okay. Not many people are talking.
There should be enough.
Yeah, somebody talking to that.
Keep talking, Eric.
Okay,
yeah.
What am I supposed to talk about?
Well, we just figured, you know, we'd leave you on the phone so you could feel like you're part of the party. You know, you want to be the part of the party, right, Big Dish?
I actually got that. Here.
The big moon is retransmitting.
This is funny. There's, like, people standing in line for the bathroom.
Here, I'm...
So how many people are there now?
342.
Seven, I think.
Seven?
Now, let's see. There's Blair. There's me. There's Doug, so that's three. There's Tom, Daryl, Dwayne, and the lady, so that's seven.
I actually got, we'll have
so
to.
Eight.
I'm proud of my son. He can count.
I can? Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
You made it to seven, sweetie.
Rob says, how many bottles of dew? How many bottles of dew?
A case.
I'm not looking at the webcam right now. Did Tom and Daryl bring, like, cases of dew or something?
Yes, yeah. they piled dew on top of me.
Yes.
They had these little 16-ounce Mountain Duets.
Yes.
And they just piled them high.
Copyright Adult Systems, 2003.
Like six bottles in each one or whatever. And
I felt bad because...
Is that rent for staying or something? They come, they pay in Mountain Dew?
Well, any of them.
Okay.
Byron had been drinking all of Blair's Dew, so I decided on the way in to grab another case for him.
Hello.
Three Stooges.
Yeah, you brought some Dew. Thank you for all the dew, and I'll be drinking it all.
I don't think so.
Is there anything dew left in the stores?
Yep.
There is still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's your...
Too small.
There's your...
You want to trade? Can I use that one?
No. I need that one.
Bigger. So,
and
sorry,
live
sorry
on the
for
air,
all.
We're deploying more microphones, and the show's about to fall apart.
Okay, we'll turn this up.
Dwayne from the bathroom says, about to fall apart?
I think I hear something coming from this now.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
you need a radio.
Now, to recap, you guys actually got here. First of all, Big Dish, we got like some content to get to here and stuff, so you need to like go away.
Hey, be nice to the Big Dish.
No. Did you get everything sorted out with the replay now?
I haven't touched it honestly at all in the last day.
Well, I'll tell you what, the 50-40 kind of sucks if you want to watch TV and mess with the DVR archive at the same time.
So it works fine as long as you use it the way it's intended.
What's that?
So it works fine as long as you use it the way it's intended, but as soon as you start trying to break it, it breaks.
Yeah. I mean, the 50-40 is not the greatest replay in this series, but it works okay.
What I have been asking Tom and Daryl about, they really haven't done, but you may have done this. Have you tried to rip content from the replay and then burn DVD-Rs of it?
I haven't done that because I suck. I have a DVD burner, and I've had it for a year, and I haven't even touched
he's
it.
He's never made a DVD
I've
yet?
I've never made a DVD. But Blair's done it.
I some of them on yours the other day. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, Blair's done it before, though. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
All right.
So,
well, would Blair care to comment?
What's that?
Tell him how to make a DVD, Blair.
Carefully.
It's called... Okay, we're now going to burn a DVD on the air.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know how to make
this is the modern version to burn a CD on the air.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know how to make a DVD, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, is there anything special you have to do with the replay video, or if you just dump it in...
Nothing. You can dump it. Yeah, it's straight... It's straight MPEG. It goes right on the... I've never messed around with the two higher quality settings. The lowest quality video on the replay is 352 by 480. It's better than VCD. It's almost SVCD. It looks pretty good. And you get like 5 hours of that.
It's still going to be better than a VHS tape.
You get like 5 hours of that on a DVD, which means editing commercials out, you get 6 hours of television content.
You know what I hate about our replay is that Doctor Who is on Channel 4 in Macomb, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. They don't actually put a guide up there. They just
well, yeah, it's not their. It's not really Replay's fault. It's whoever fault produces the guide
right.
that we're using.
So I had to do a manual record for Doctor Who because it just said local origination. And I screwed up because the TV guide play said, you know, 11:32, 12:30, and it's more like 11:40 to, like, you know, 12:40 or something.
Now, see, I would have thought that the thing you hate the worst about your replay in Macomb is it's broken.
Yeah, that's what I would hate about it.
That's a good.
That's
thing.
Why. They have 27
more.
So we bought two more.
Yeah, but you know what we should do is, like, you know, I got to save up my money and go and get a 4,400, you know, 4,000 on eBay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I want a 4,000.
So do I.
I was just sort of wondering how good or bad is my call coming through, because technically my house is covered and I'm just, am I breaking up all over?
Break up every once in a great while. I hear a little bit of breakup, but you're not.
Sorry about that. There's not really much I can do because technically my house isn't covered by the provider I pick, so it's my own fault, I guess.
Oh, it seems to be. I mean, for the most part, it's working pretty good. I think I've only heard one or two little glips.
Well,
Tom, I don't hear you.
What is this, a Tom and Daryl?
This is a Tom and Daryl show. Here, you take this mic.
I definitely feel
my point is that
I
don't think
here.
You sound any worse than any other cell phone.
Oh, I guess it's good.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing, considering I'm like a mile outside of where they claim the coverage ends. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So what is this content Blair speaks of? Does Blair even know what content is?
Well,
yeah, I think he sometimes
does. I was
going
to take a good crack at it, but this is starting to feel like Ventrilo, where you can't get in a word edgewise. If it wasn't my show at this point, I'd leave. I don't feel I need to be here for this.
Just show Tom and Daryl where the mixer is and the foam patch, and then you can leave.
What's that?
Just show Tom and Daryl where the mixer and foam patch are, and then you can leave.
Oh, well, I've set them up their own. Actually, it is their own mixer. I just chained their Behringer to my, you know, Mackie. And
no, we had a knob twisted, and it sounded like it was like really hissy or something. And he goes, "Oh, I'm not as impressed by this Behringer as I thought it was." And
turned out something was cranked up.
Yeah, something was all the way turned up or
crank
something.
This.
And Chris did say that on Tuesday that the Behringers, if you turn them up real loud, they're kind of hissy. But
these newer ones are supposed to be better. So
the new ones are not as hissy as the old ones.
Yeah,
the old ones used to have a hissy fit. Every time
I kind of like that little mixer in there. I mean, I thought it was cute when I first saw it, but boy, it's hissy.
It is still noisy.
It is.
Now, one thing I want to...
It ain't a Mackie.
Is don't turn it up. I want a Mackie.
Now, one thing
Mackies
I want to save
nice,
my money for...
They're more expensive.
One thing I want to save my money for, guys, Blair found a really awesome Behringer that has built-in echo and effects and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's got sliders and...
Does it have any other good TV shows?
We'd be worried about that.
If it has sliders, but does it have, like... You know.
The perfect, does it have, you know, Stargate? The perfect, I looked at the Behringer line, found what I personally thought was the perfect mixer for Byron. It had four mono channels, four stereo channels, the equivalent of the Nano Verb.
Four more channels.
Built in, plus... two auxiliary groups, which the Mackie doesn't have. You know, with the Behringer, you get more features for the same money. They're not the quality of the Mackie, but
you get more
mixer for your money.
Yep.
And the thing, you know, I really think that was the perfect mixer for Byron. $179.95.
All right.
Well, I found it even. We found a really perfect mixer. It's especially for road stuff. It's this cute little
thing. That show that used to be on Saturday here.
Yeah, right. It's this cute little mixer that has a built-in phone patch for taking calls on the air.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, it's who's it made by?
Ramsey.
Ooh, cool.
And it has and they must have gotten been listening to Blair.
No, I actually I've sort of lost control here.
Never had control.
But the last time I let you talk, I lost control for 20 minutes.
Wah.
Somebody marked that. Oh wait, they already did like about a year ago.
So we'll all shut up and let you talk.
Thank you. Big Dish.
I'll start talking just so you can't
Big
talk.
Dish. Big Dish.
Yeah.
Go away.
But I don't want it.
Yeah.
It sounds weird in my head. And the boots are going to kick your sorry.
That's
what it
sounds
like a Q&A. If you don't listen to your little
Yeah. Okay.
They're playing Big Dish under you, Blair.
Big Dish, you're done.
All right.
You guys.
I said it better myself.
Okay. You guys, you're done too. Okay.
Bye, Eric.
You know, I like the way I have this wired up because we can, you know. Now, at the beginning of the show.
Hello.
At the beginning of the show.
It's mine, so I just touched
Tom
it.
And Daryl didn't, you know, well, they might have heard this.
No, we didn't.
Okay. I started the show and I said that, you know, people, regular listeners, I don't. Big Dish says, he hung up on me. You just consider it a Chris show. Regular listeners to the show might be a little shocked. Don't worry. Don't fear. There's something coming tonight that you've never heard on this show before. But it won't hurt you. Don't be afraid. It's called content.
Scary thought.
So it's kind of like. It's kind of like,
what are all those boxes?
They're pop-up windows. It's kind of like,
more
when you're in an apartment that doesn't have real good heat. All right.
Why are you getting all those pop-up windows?
I got done. You just.
Why?
I'm you know, I had lots of good stuff planned.
Here they come again.
And I'm about 30 seconds from just pulling the plug.
Not.
I'm just about. Okay. That should. Brad says content, not if I can help it. Okay. That should. Copy slash dev content to slash dev null. Okay. I think I managed to successfully kill the DCC. Okay. Are we done? Yes. I see by the auxiliary monitor that that the stream is done. Okay. Well. First of all, I spent, believe it or not, I spent a lot of time this afternoon cleaning up. Tom and Daryl are very particular, and, you know, I wanted the house to be real nice and clean because I knew that. And believe it or not, for all the time I spent working on stuff, the show actually kind of snuck up on me as usual. I'm looking at the clock. Yipe, it's time to do the show.
It always does.
But I did make sure this time to sort of learn from past mistakes. I got the studio all cleaned out. I forgot to move the chair in here, but I got a space for the lady because, you know, of course, last time she couldn't get in the studio and I definitely heard about it. And she's got a microphone and she's got a laptop. Her very own IRC, so there you go, lady.
It's not as big as my microphone, and the IRC is smaller than I usually read, but thank you, sweetie.
I tried.
Yeah.
I failed abysmally, but I tried. Okay. And now it's time for some
content. Yeah.
Are we ready for some content? Okay. All right. Well... Jerry says, wow, Blair got a haircut. Yeah, I was going to surprise the lady, but Byron blabbed. Which one? Okay.
Which lady?
Okay.
Well, I assumed when Byron got the haircut that Blair also got a haircut, even though Blair wasn't on the webcam that night.
That's right. Okay.
Blair cut his short and mine's growing longer.
So, here we go now. Boy, we got some content tonight. And I had to take back my show. Brad says, is that the content? Blair got a haircut. No. I have to get this out before someone screws it up. I was afraid it was going to happen a minute ago. Now, the first thing. Our top story tonight, 40 minutes into the show. Steve Wolf and I are rather good at exchanging toy tips. Hey, I found this neat thing. And, you should check this out.
I know you're good, but I don't know about Steve Wolf.
Yipe. I've got down at my feet here a little server.
I'm not down that far.
I got a little server appliance that...
keep dreaming.
That I found and turned Steve on to, and he bought one. Oh, wow, this is great. This is cool. Well, Steve called me last week or so, and he found out about something, and he says, Blair, you got to get one of these. And I checked it out, and I said, well, you know, I'd spent a lot of money. I bought a laptop, which I wound up returning. Packed this piece of crap up. It's going back. So I decided to go for it. Steve was going to ride me if I didn't buy this thing.
I don't think so.
Yipe. Well, folks, prepare to drool. Byron is drooling. Dwayne has already seen it. I proudly proclaim myself to be the first Wookiee show with a 6-band audio processor. Yes. And wouldn't you know, it is a digital 6-band audio processor. I am able to run DuckStream. The meters are going far higher than they usually do because I can do that. Unlike in past weeks, we're not like over compressed tonight. We got full automatic level over about 40 dB or so. Don't get technical with me, but we're only running 1.25:1 compression because I've got a very nifty toy, and it's fully digital, made by Behringer,
and it's cute,
and it's only $180.
And it's cute.
And it's cute. I think I've actually... So, of course, they're discontinued. Yeah. Even before I got it, I went and got a second one. Because I'm putting one on the stream, on the local FM, and one for the big Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. So if you look in the picture, I'm going to have to move out of the way. But if you look at the webcam, I'm going to have to position myself so that you can see it. Because actually, it's right behind my head. It's over the other mixer. And I'm waiting for the webcam update here. This thing has 6 bands. Of digital, there you go. Now it updated. If you see on the shelf, you got the clock, and then it's over to the right of the clock. The thing with the green display on it, there's a Radio Shack PA amplifier below it. If you look at the speakers in the picture above the mixer, and then look to the right of the speakers. That's where the amplifier is. And above that, and of course, as soon as I lean forward, my head's covered. If you're looking at the picture now, it's right behind my head. And that is the 6-band audio processor. You actually can change the frequency response of the individual bands being digital. And you can adjust all kinds of stuff. The attack, the release, the gating, the compression level, the threshold for each separate band. This thing is better than sliced bread. We're talking about audio that even, you know, Tom and Daryl can't screw this up. So this is cute. And I was hoping the second one would show up on Friday, but oh well, it'll show up Monday. That's what we're talking about there, Daryl.
Yeah,
see that. Those meters there?
I saw that.
Yeah, see those nice multi-band meters?
Yep.
It's kind of similar to WQNA. Now, this thing is probably, you know, Carrie would turn up her nose at it.
Yeah.
It's digital. And Carrie was proud of the fact that the one at WQNA is analog.
Yeah, but think of the price.
That they paid what, $5,000 for that? This thing's $180.
Exactly.
Probably does.
Are there any left? You said there.
BSW is out of them. I found another place on the net that looking around, it's music stores that carry them. It's fully PC controllable too, and they got really nice software for it.
I think we need one for WTND.
Oh, you guys got a you know.
That's a limiter.
Oh, is that all you got? Oh well. So what you telling me? You telling me that
the Big Buddha
has better audio processing than WTND?
Probably not.
Okay.
It still wouldn't hurt to get one of them.
Okay.
It's better than the nano compressor.
Yeah.
Well, it's good.
Yes.
So that yipe, Brad says it's better than sliced Fred.
Yike.
Okay.
Anything is.
So now they're talking about how much bread compression can you get out of bread. Okay. So that is item number one of content. That's pretty good.
Very nice.
Yes, I'm happy. Okay, can we turn up these?
And it's pretty.
We'll turn up these. Yes, and it's pretty. We'll turn up these other microphones here. I'm sorry.
This is where you were turning us down. Is it?
Yep. Well. I sort of had to have
all the content.
He had to shut us up.
I had to regain control here. I'm sorry.
So now we can take it back again.
Fight me.
Move over.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm supposed to pose or something here. I don't. Pratt said point to it. Let's see.
Maybe I should.
Here are you. Modeling the latest.
See.
Ooh, the
should have the
lights.
Lady do that.
See that's right. God. See okay. That processor over there?
I don't pose and point.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
It was neat playing with that thing the other night. Blair had Edelweiss on there, and he was, you know, pulling the level all the way up and then bringing it back down really fast, and you could barely tell.
It finally updates and we get
there you go.
A quarter of an image.
Yeah.
I notice it does that once in a while.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, you can sort of see me pointing to it. Yeah, so there you go.
I drooled at the moment I came in here. I'm
like, now vying for the... And where that equalizer is, there's going to be another one sitting up there. But now to connect this thing... And they've got real nice PC software for it, which I downloaded, but now... I need to find out about something called MIDI. Anybody ever heard of that?
Oh, yes.
Anybody know what MIDI is?
Yes.
I assumed it would
plug... You're going to start playing the keyboard then.
I assume it would plug into the serial port, but no, it plugs into the joystick port.
That's
what
right.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that?
Where's the mouse for this computer?
That.
Right there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is she using, the Compuq or the
She's using the Compaq.
Uh-huh.
It's little.
Pat says still hasn't updated here.
So Compaq is little.
So, Leanne, did you fall off my bed last night?
No, I held on.
Cool.
Every time I started rolling, I held on and woke myself up so I wouldn't fall off.
Apparently, see, it used to kind of hang out over the edge, and now... I guess Daryl says he kind of got it to fit inside the frame, so I'll have to see if I can actually stay on that bed or not.
Well, at least the mattress won't move in and out and all over the place. Yeah. If you're going to fall off, you'll fall off the whole bed, not just the...
Yeah, that's where I was heading, Daryl.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me a real mattress at some point. One of these days.
Or maybe even a real bed.
Hello.
Hello. I couldn't get that one to. I couldn't get that one to show anything. So,
is that better?
Dwayne will.
There
Dwayne
you go.
Will
now
fix
you've got
it.
Some audio.
This one.
I tried.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there you go.
There's a line.
I'm now
waiting
speaking
for the
into
bathroom.
A mic. And there was a long time after I came out that there was empty. So, kind of little problem there.
Well.
And I think. I think they went off to have fun now.
We Ooh. Stopped at the.
Apparently, yeah.
No, we're right here.
We stopped at Radio Shack on the way in.
Yeah, that'll be our content, yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I said you ever done it in the studio before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's much better, Leanne.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Yeah. I'm sure there.
I also knew that something was up when I put on my headphones, and it sounds like I'm at WQNA because there's just enough delay in that digital processing. By the time I speak and it comes back, there's just a few microseconds of delay.
Actually, Dwayne, it's set at 20 milliseconds, but it's variable. You can set it up to 600 milliseconds. I can make it sound like you know, the old days when we used to downlink from satellite.
Well, what would be the purpose in actually adjusting that up? I don't...
It's
more buffering and...
Yeah, more buffering, more look ahead. It's not necessary. I guess it's really just something that it does. They flat tell you in the manual, keep the delay at minimum, but it's just something it can do.
Yeah.
It kind of helps with feedback, too.
Does it have a dump button?
It should.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to put the delay real long, then you can...
Well, think about it. It's all going through digitally. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
What okay. the... You know what's the nicest thing about this, though?
Let's see.
I'd have to... I have to switch this. I have to turn that off. Okay. There, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Now it's listening to the to 102.1, which is what we're running through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now watch my and the meters are reading the level of what's coming back, okay? If I turn my microphone down, notice it's really staying at about the same place.
Mm mm-hmm. Mhm.
And cool. It'll do that. Okay, turn it down here.
Adjust on the air.
Testing.
Okay, the problem is as soon as somebody talks, it brings it. You hear it,
yeah,
hear it start to come up.
First you hear feedback.
Yeah, you'll hear it start to come up. But
I don't really want to hear it come up.
Other people doing it won't do that without people talking. But watch the level on the meter. If I just sit here with the microphone and absolutely nail it, I just turned it all the way up. Okay. Look, this is, you see, it's staying right at zero. Here's what we're feeding it.
Jeez.
And notice it compensated for it just fine. I turn it down. You hear it dip a little bit, but then it comes right back up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not pumping either.
And there you go. And it's not pumping. Where, like I said, that's auto. You're hearing the auto level control. I've got a strong ALC on with about a 3 or 4 second time constant. But the 300, the compression has a 350 millisecond release time right now, and it's only set at 1.25:1. It's actually real light compression.
It's cool because you can get a far away from the microphone. I'm not too terribly close to the microphone at the moment. That's where you're getting feedback. But
yes,
I hear that.
You're hearing the feedback from the speakers and the microphone.
I suppose I should turn this radio down because it's probably feedbacking.
No,
it was from me here.
It's me.
Ah.
When I turn it up loud, I'm getting my own microphone.
Because
you're supposed to wear headphones.
I hate headphones.
But I don't wear headphones.
That's professional radio.
I got bad hearing. Otherwise, I'd have to have every radio in the house up real loud.
What?
I said.
We got him.
What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Why? Well, he responded to the what?
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 But the nice thing is, you know, we get all these loud thumps over there. I see the meter go wonk when they do strange things there.
You mean when I do like that?
By the way, something else I should point out to you guys.
What's that?
That I never did point out. As I said, I did kind of run out of time. Believe it or not, for all the time I was, you know, cleaning up and everything. And I still have to get some documentation together for Fred before we leave.
Yeah.
But I figure we're not leaving till Monday afternoon. So
we're leaving probably about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But there are two. I left them for you guys to set up. There are two mic stands in the living room, over by the air intake vent there by the thermostat.
Oh, yes.
So if anybody wants to sit down and have a mic stand. I was rather proud of myself that I had four microphones in the living room all ready to go for you guys, plus the two in the studio.
Yeah.
What a good player.
And we made it here in time to make use of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so now, Life, the Universe, and Everything, we are vying for the title of Best Audio on the Network.
Well, and in that respect, you probably have it because the processor, as expensive and wonderful as it is, actually the whatever they call it limiter that we have is actually on the transmitter. It's not actually going through our feed to the network.
I didn't figure it was.
Yep.
So we got to get one of them things if and we can.
I just wish I had, you know, I buy some toys. Man, I wish I had the kind of money you guys do.
Yeah, right.
So do they.
We wish we did too, yeah.
Although at some point, Tom and Dale will have content on something they got today.
We will?
Yeah, what you got today.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
We always have people buying toys around here. Mm-hmm. Well, are we ready?
I bought something too.
I don't want to.
Not quite. I want to say that Radio Lady is working in Chicago, and Carmen and the household is listening to Blair's show, which means Brandy is listening, and it means that my Riley dog is listening. So I can say, hi, Riley dog. Okay, now you can do what you want.
Hi, Riley. Hi Brandy. Riley. Brandy, fetch.
Woof, 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 of course, woof, if we woof, start barking, we'll sound like we're behind Byron and he's in his jail cell.
It was kind of funny last night when Holmesy was going nuts on the Dishnut News. I'm pretty sure I saw Keeper paying a little bit of attention to that.
I actually have not gotten to the Dishnut News yet. Obviously, Byron and I, you know, spent a lot of time talking, and Byron's good at distracting me. I have not listened to the Dishnut News yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Arcoses are for.
Yeah, I probably should load that up. Well, obviously, this show will be easy to put on the Arcos. Well, I don't need to, Lady just needs to catch up on the first, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Jerry says, Blair missed it last night. Dang it, the opening was for Blair. I did hear the opening, Jerry. I did hear the opening. I don't even remember what happened, but I got distracted or something happened where I couldn't listen to the show. But I did hear the first, Brad says he's got a replay.
I wasn't off the train yet.
Huh?
I wasn't off the train yet last night, so I did not hear the opening of the Dishnut News.
Ah.
That's right.
Did you moon the train?
No.
Okay.
She was in it.
Okay. Yeah, Jerry says, wow, Blair was lurking. Yes, Blair was lurking. Okay. So this bit of content just in, for those of you who are not aware, Tom and Daryl are coming, and the lady and the Byron. No, the Byron's already here. Tom and Daryl and Dwayne and Lady are coming. Did we need to get that in there?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
On our way in from Kenosha.
Yeah. You know, Dwayne, holy, yeah, it's right on the way. Oh, my God. You went from Macomb to Kenosha to Ackley.
No.
Oh.
That was just to derail you.
Wait a minute. Is this going to become a Christmas tradition now? You're messing with me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I fell for it 2 years in a row.
Oh, no.
Where'd you really go?
We were at Ryan's.
We were in Burlington.
We were at Ryan's.
No, is that right?
Yeah, New
okay,
Burlington.
Yeah. right next to the, not right fairly near where the Radio Shack was.
Jerry says, "Ooh, you mean the guy's derailed Blair can?
The Radio Shack.
If it hadn't been for that very slow salesperson, we would have been here on time for the opening.
Yep.
We waited and waited and waited
your
and waited.
Replay
waited.
Right here.
It'll take me a half hour to find the parts for it and put it in the box."
Yeah.
Oh, he was a real
dork.
Drip.
Yeah.
You got a floor model.
Mm-hmm.
One floor model and one boxed up.
Okay.
Because they were cheap.
Yeah. Thanks to Big Dish.
Thank you,
we
Big
found
Dish.
Out the price.
Yeah, his idea of
and how to find them.
Yeah, telling you how to find the inventory of a store worked. That's exactly what they had.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
And of course, there we are going to pass a few Radio Shacks on the way if you want to pick one up.
I wouldn't have a 50-40 after what I've seen. And
well,
and
to be perfectly honest about it, if I had had a choice of 50-40 or
but
40,
I think
whatever.
You know, other than getting something used off of eBay, I think we're out of luck on finding any of the older ones anymore.
I think you very well might be right.
I'd rather have a 50-40 than a
50-50
or 5500 or whatever it is, whatever it's called.
Yep.
Which is the other option out there.
Yeah, that's. I don't think you want that.
You can take those and put them somewhere.
Yeah.
Well,
but at least we'll be up to three replays.
Assuming that
yes.
Yep. I think we probably, you know, it's the splop of the hour, and are we on in McCombs?
We should
well,
be.
We, yes,
broke,
Stephanie,
yes.
Stephanie says we are.
Okay. I noticed that some people over there, or well, even me at times, are kind of pinning this meter over here. But owing to the fact that we have this wonderful processing. The outgoing audio should be just fine. Let's give it a listen, shall we? Let's give it a try.
Sounds good.
Hi, this is Byron Lee, a host of the Fun Zone and the Talk Zone. I've been downloading way too many Christmas songs this year, so I'll be spending my Christmas in a jail cell. I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from my cell to yours.
Wishing you all the best of the holiday season, this is the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network.
What is this holiday spirit that you speak of, and where can I download it?
Rant after these messages.
You've got the voice at 106.3.
The voice 106.3.
WTMDLP McComb.
The voice.
Coming to you from windy outer space. Windy outer space. This is the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. GE7, transponder 5, 7.5 megahertz wideband audio.
Hi, this is Bad Anti-Holly Imitation. You want country music and more? You listen to Ground Plane Show.
Yep, see what happens? Too much country music will make you sick.
When you're in the dark and you want to see, you need
electricity, electricity.
Whoops, there's extra silence at the end
next.
Of that. That's all set up for...
Interesting, in my impression, assuming that your the audio in there is actually going through your processor, I don't think it's doing as much as I would have expected it to.
No. The audio you're hearing from in here is not going through the processor. You have to listen on the radio to get it, because if I do that... Wrong switch. I would get the slightly delayed audio.
Okay.
So, no, what you were hearing in here is not.
Okay.
Going
I was
process.
Thinking that made more sense.
No.
But Byron seemed to think it was through it. So,
no.
Okay.
If you want to hear the processed audio, listen on 102.1.
Okay.
Okay. Is everybody, are we, we don't want to put people into, content insulin shock. Have you had your insulin today, Leanne?
Yes, dear.
Okay. all right. It is time It's time to
drum roll.
It is time to. You know, I don't have one.
Got fanfares, but no drum roll.
We need to get a drum roll.
I was going
to
get out a drum roll.
I have one.
Yeah, I know. You got everything everything over there, Byron. Yeah, that's why you're spending your time in jail. Yeah. Okay. It is time to roll out some more content. Don't get content shock, everybody. Here it is. This one is almost as exciting as the audio processor. Okay. Hang on to your chairs.
I'm hanging.
Hang on to your shorts.
Man.
Oh, I got to put some on.
It was it was about the end, folks. Get ready to cheer. I don't know how much longer he could have held on. Doug has found a job.
Woo-hoo!
Doug is now employed. Let's try out this processor, okay? Let's see what this thing can really do. Doug, this is for you.
Just a poor soul in the unemployed.
That's what people want from life, the universe, and everything. More music. That way you can tell that I have the best audio on Wookiee. Yeah.
So play some more so we can keep talking.
Oh, I'm. Did you want to...
Hey, I want you to play another song so that way I can, you know, get these batteries in here and hear what that processor sounds like on headphones.
Oh, well, of course, we can always do that later.
But you've got to do that first anyway. By the way, yeah, Blair has the most processed audio on Wookiee.
Hey!
There we go.
Well, he needs it for his... It needs to be leveled.
So, you know, there's like processed cheese. This is processed audio.
That's right.
Ooh, my favorite.
I you know, I need audio processing so I can go.
Well, there's that. Do you naturally do that? Oh.
Yeah, it's totally natural from him.
Velveeta audio.
Rick from...
well, is
Rick,
that Velveeta
Rick from says... Have country music, Blair? You know, oh, we have both kinds of music here, rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like rock and or roll. Okay.
Wow.
Well, I was proud of that anyway. I do think that the box is going to be a good addition to the show. And,
oh, yeah.
And I am very glad that Doug got himself some employment. The details... since we have our stream PLP here, read alert. Doug submitted, you know, thousands of job applications, and without getting into the details of it's anybody seen my stream? anybody seen the bandwidth? Anybody at all?
About 10 miles south of Ackland.
Doug, are you uploading stuff?
Yeah, Doug, quit uploading up there.
He's uploading.
Byron,
stop. Yeah,
Byron is. Byron is.
I download.
Byron is sporting a wireless net connection today. He actually came up. I had a cable running, you know, right through the middle of the floor, and actually it was. I've got, you know, a router down here, and
that's a router.
This is Rick's PLP, the extended version.
See those packets?
No. No, I don't.
Server cabinet.
I took out the I took out that cable because it was, you know, in the way. And Byron actually came up. We played around with the wireless. He was
I suggested it to him when he was telling me about the connection problems.
XP sucks, but Byron, you know, bet me that he could put that Orinoco card in the laptop and it would recognize it with no drivers or anything. And I said, I don't think so. And he put it in the laptop, and it says LAN connection recognized, available networks. You know, it not only, I mean, it did what NetStumbler does. Not only did it do it, but it came up and said, you know, here's the networks I see. He clicked on network 42, and there he was.
NetStumbler is a good thing. Whoa, I'm hearing myself come back around on the guitar.
He connected so to your mailing list, network 42?
What's that?
Did Blair have fun playing with Byron?
No!
What
Byron and Big Dish do is...
I'm having
in the,
trouble
in the privacy of their own ports behind their router.
You'll get used to it, Byron. Just plow through it. It's only a fraction of a second. It's not, you know, it's like milliseconds.
Wow, I sound like a Borg. Jeez.
Well, that's it. Play with it. And hey, you're in a big, large room.
Yeah.
Rick says, you know, is this? Could this be Teresa typing? Is that Rick?
Yes.
Rick from... you know, well, somebody, man, they're trashing me. Rick from, I don't know where he's from, but he says, best sounding PLP on Wookiee. Hey, why hat rhymes? Best sounding PLP on Wookiee is, you know, that boy, that's a stretch.
Mm-hmm. Why hat was supposed to be that, obviously.
Yes.
They mistyped. They don't know how to type it.
They don't know how to type. Okay, I guess he's supposed to be from Michigan. I don't know.
Oh, that Rick. Okay. Hello.
Well, he says Michigan. So I guess that's not...
Rick from Michigan. He just lost the Michigan.
That's not the same as...
Rick from Oregon. That's a different Rick, yeah.
Right. Okay, that's right. Rick from Oregon is... Okay. That's the one with... Now, but there's...
And then there's Rick in Wisconsin.
He's Time
Lord.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that Rick. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Conning, yeah.
I have to go back and visit him and watch more of his Doctor
you
Who.
You can't play IRC without a scorecard.
You can't play read alert. You can't play IRC on the radio.
Well, you're getting a lot of flip.
Yes, I am. That happens.
They keep telling me it's a Slash Me pulls a Byron. Pat will be cutting and pasting again this week. I started the archive in the middle.
I started the archive
after the Doctor Who song, but that's actually I intend that to be bumper music. It doesn't matter.
It's not really part of the opening. It's there.
It's my favorite part of the show, though.
That's sort of I have to play something, to sort of.
Yeah, you should vary that every so often and play the other versions of Doctor Who because there's like three different.
Actually, there's a whole bunch of different versions, but they're custom made, fan made versions.
Yeah.
And see, again, Byron's microphone is not particularly loud, so he's nice and quiet.
Does that mean I should turn him down some more?
I ought to put these headphones on your head, Blair. There's definitely – I hear distortion with headphones on, but not with them on. If I take them off and listen just to the radio, I don't hear the distortion so bad.
It's your head.
That's it.
The distortions are in your head.
You don't hear any distortion on the radio, but you hear the distortion on your headphones.
Correct.
In the kitchen.
I think your headphones are bad.
No, yeah. I hear distortion on this radio, but not in the kitchen.
You can't hear distortion on the radio.
I should bring this radio
Byron
to you.
Doesn't say so.
Yeah, you should let him hear the radio. Blow his mind.
Yeah.
All I have to do is come over here and do that and do this.
Have some headphones.
And push that. Okay. There is the radio audio. Now, I don't hear any distortion in that.
How could you hear the distortion? You only hear the feedback.
Yes.
Right. Okay. He's going to. Headphones are always better for.
They're Radio Shack headphones.
Headphones are better for picking out distortion.
Oh, my God.
What? Can you hear. I mean, no.
What you Byron has like bass boost on the radio
or
something.
Like blah, 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 blah.
How do you turn that on?
Boom, 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 the button marked bass boost, probably.
Boom. Maybe
that's usually what they say, bass boost. So turn it off.
Yep.
Okay. No, what it is this. This radio just gets real fun. He had the volume turned all the way up.
That's my job.
Yeah, he had the volume turned all the way up, and
I break headphones only because
he was
I have
in
up
Byron.
All
Byron
the way.
Had it
he was
like
in Dwayne
that.
Mode.
That's what he was
That's
listening
it.
To. as Daryl wriggled around in pain.
Daryl, are you diddling
Daryl's
again?
On the floor, bleeding from
no,
the
that
ears.
That radio just gets really funny when you turn it. Well, most
Byron,
a lot of radios
do
when you turn it out too loud.
It was too loud.
Daryl's been diddling all day, so...
Excuse me?
Did I hurt you, Daryl?
No, he's over there diddling.
that reminds me... Now I'm never going to hear the end of this if Steve-O is listening, because, there was that... He's fond of talking about that incident in college where he was in my room and he was wearing my Radio Shack headphones, and I was watching TV, and... I had, he was going through my stereo, but he was plugged in to the tape deck or something, and we were routing audio through the tape deck, and I was listening to something else, and I pushed, I pushed something which switched the audio he was listening to, and just, well, let's put it this way. We blew up the headphones, and Steve-O lost, half his hearing.
Oops.
And he's never let me forget about it.
Sort of like what happened to the speakers you used to use, that you used by the TV in there, that you blew one of the tweeters out, and you couldn't convince anybody
have I ever showed that to you?
You told me, and you definitely, you can hear a little buzzing
have I ever
in
demonstrated it.
It
to
yes,
you?
Yes, there's a little buzzing
that's,
in
it's
it.
It's not blown, but that speaker's got a bad rattle in it.
Yep.
You get to watching Enterprise with the ship noise, and the speaker's just going there going.
Hey, if Steve
irritates me.
If Steve wants to lose the rest of his hearing, he should go to a Weird Al concert.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. Weird Al concerts were loud.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was such a rocker.
We're going to another one this year, right? Or next year? Yeah.
I don't think so.
As long as I
you can go,
but if I go, I'll have to wear earplugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may be taking Greyhound to the next Weird Al concert.
attention, living room mixer operator. We actually could use more audio on the Byron.
Let's find the Byron.
More audio for the Byron? I thought you wanted to turn me down.
No, he wants to turn you up.
No one wants to hear the Byron.
How's in that? The kitchen, no one can hear the Byron.
So if anybody has, if you guys, Byron was telling me today that you guys have about 27 80211 cards. Anybody...
I should go get the other.
He said they were Saturday morning confusion cards.
Yes.
I think
we have how many?
Some of them. Two of them are SMC cards, at least that we brought.
Well, if
and one is a Linksys.
If anybody cares to whip out a laptop with a card, free net access.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Might
excuse me while
later.
I go find the
Byron
you brought,
is.
You actually brought three cards.
Byron is actually sitting at the kitchen table. With his laptop and my 80211 card, and I have I've got a lady next to me.
Aww.
And the lady is using the Compaq, the one that quit on me, but
it came back.
After sitting around dead for a long time, I plugged it. You know, it got to the point where it wouldn't even turn on, but now it's been running. I like this little laptop. I mean, it's a 333 megahertz Celeron, but it's small. As I said earlier, I actually had bought a laptop from Computer Geeks, but I paid too much.
I was thinking that when I heard what you were paying for.
Well,
that.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, but then I looked at eBay and found out I could have gotten the same one for $400.
Kind of like easily. When I bought that Compaq at Radio Shack. It sounded like a good idea.
I've seen... Well, first of all, we got... And you wouldn't have liked it because it had XP. But the point is, we got, in effect, a brand new laptop with modern processor and everything for the same amount you paid for that thing.
Why does Tom have
and
Echo?
Then
I don't know why Tom has Echo.
Yeah, Dell.
Oh, I know why Tom has Echo. He's 450 feet away from the microphone.
Dell has been selling laptops with a $100 or $200 rebate that also bring them down to $600. So, you know, it just wasn't a logical thing to spend that much for a machine that old. So you were smart to send it back.
Absolutely.
Send it back.
Pack this up. It's going back.
Yeah, pack up this piece of crap. It's going back.
It was a nice big screen. I didn't like the it had the touchpad and the little eraser thing, which I thought was cute. But it had two sets of the mouse buttons. Because one was for the touchpad and one was for the eraser thing. And that kind of bugged me. Eric says you should have bought the ThinkPad 600E or 600X that CompGeek sells. It's cheaper and works great. Well, I like this little Compaq. I really do. I don't need the all the... Yeah, Eric says Compaq laptops are junk. It's a cute looking thing and it's small. And I'd be happy to continue using it if it would continue working.
I'm wondering if the problem wasn't that essentially you ran into an overheating situation up at the lake.
No. It got into a situation where it would... Okay, now Big Dish says ThinkPads or POSs. I don't understand this. Jeff says, Blair hates me. Out of the blue. Where did that come from?
Who knows?
I don't hate you, Jeff. I think you're cool.
I think he wants to know if anyone's ever vomited live on the radio.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Well, people vomit
when
they hear Ringo.
Maybe during the Dish Nut News last night, Pat might have been close. I understand he's not feeling too good over there.
Yeah, I guess not.
Poor Pat.
Big Dish has the Evo N400C... The model that replaced Blair's Armada M300, and he loves it.
What was that? It's evil? Oh.
Jeff says, Blair is ignoring all my comments. Let me read that again. Jeff says, Blair is ignoring all my comments. I don't want...
He must have good taste. I think he does.
I'm sorry. Leanne doesn't think I have good taste. Leanne thinks I taste good.
I was thinking it. Both. I was going to say it.
TMFI. Yes. Yeah, Dwayne.
Yipe.
Okay.
I think both.
Aw. So how's your setup over there? I was kind of proud of what I came up with for a microphone for you.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah. For those of you the descriptive video here. The lady is right next to me here in the studio.
Yeah.
I have cleared it out so that there's room.
He let me in this time.
She couldn't get in last time. And what I did is I've got this little hanging basket. I've got shelves above my desk.
Shelves above my desk. Shelves above. I don't know what maybe.
Don't go there.
and I got this little hanging basket.
I brought the medium and the other one.
Well, I've got.
Or you ain't going to be invited to the New Year's Eve party either.
Eep.
yipe.
The funniest part of that whole thing was hearing his voice synthesizer going, "I'm sorry, Steve. I just don't like you."
Yep.
Did I say sorry?
So I took this. I've got this Radio Shack. It's sort
Nothing
of a
sorry
PA
about
microphone.
It.
It's XLR connector, but
I need a 25-foot one.
It's a gooseneck mic, and I just got to thinking about will that plug into a cable instead of sit on top of a mixer, and it will. So I just took it and I tie wrapped it to this little basket.
No, folks, he duct taped it up there. He duct taped it.
Yay!
Just kidding. What am I hearing over there?
Do I need to turn down? Do I need to turn down microphones in there?
The processing was so good.
Oh, that's just the Velcro.
Velcro
was in here.
Has that arrived from eBay? Is that in bubble wrap over there?
No,
it's a Velcro.
Yeah, it's another van. It's going into our van.
The processing is so good that you could hear the Velcro coming apart.
What from in there is going into your van?
Next to the microphone. Of course, you can hear it coming apart.
You guys gave me a flashback to 1983 there with that comment.
83? We didn't know you in 83.
No, you didn't.
No.
But, Jerry says, Velcro is eating tuna right now. Yipe.
Oh, poor
Blair.
I'm not going there.
If you'd left my hard drive plugged in, you could have had the, flashback sound.
If you want to.
Heap. Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Well, no camera.
Oh. Man, the processing's really good. I can hear people from 30 feet away from their microphones.
Well, that's another neat thing. Byron and I were also messing around and Ooh. With the. Now, wait a minute. Let me
rephrase that, mister.
Let me go back.
Pat, I'll need that. You know the email address.
Rephrase that, mister.
You and Byron.
I don't know how to do it.
He couldn't wait for the lady.
Just.
There's the mouse. And there's the left button. Or tap on
it. I'm just going to go hide under the table now.
Yeah.
I'm going away.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me rephrase that. Byron and I were experimenting with the audio processing. Yes, I wondered if I was going to.
You and Byron were experimenting.
Check your content at the door, folks. One of the things I was showing him is that, you get to a. You switch back and forth between the input and the
Blair,
output.
Why don't you just
audio.
Stay on one side? Stick with the lady. Don't switch back and forth.
Yay! when you get to a quiet passage in a song, it brings it up. It's louder. You can hear it when you go back and forth between
it brings
the
it up.
Source and the output. Whereas normally it's. Okay.
Hey, I wonder if I go to Krispy Kreme's, if you guys can hear me from there.
I'm in.
Should I, turn the processor way up really loud and then go away and see if you can hear me?
No.
Go all the way to Krispy Kreme and get
Just take
some...
your radio with you. But you'll have to answer, I think Daryl was asking, I might as well answer this now. Daryl was asking, why is there not a studio copy of the show? Why is there Wookiee on the Big Buddha?
Mm-hmm.
Because I talked him into it.
Actually, the only reason, really, Big Buddha should have the studio feed. Obviously, we've got 102.1 for that. No one in town listens to this show. It won't matter soon because Wookiee will have digital audio.
That's
Can
right.
we order some pizza and get him to pick up some Krispy Kremes from Come and Go on the way?
Yikes.
Hey, that sounds good to me.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna go into Tom and Daryl mode. We're gonna do a playlist and go.
Well, now if I had the scooter that we saw at the mall, I would go and get some Krispy Kreme and some pizza, but we didn't get it.
It's called a couple of legs.
Blair was with you and he didn't say buy now.
Oh, he did.
I went to whip out a credit card, Daryl, but the Chinese guy said, "We not that you got cash. We not that credit card." Whoopsie.
Yeah. I was going to apply for the Albert credit card. You know.
It's called a couple of legs.
Blair was with you and he didn't say, buy now.
Did I hear it? Was that a train sound or something? I think we were being derailed. Jerry says, Leanne, raid the fridge.
Yeah. Hey, I should pull out the bag of cheese cubes. I think there are two more people.
I hate to say this, Byron, but I'm eating his.
Jeff says Krispy Kreme credit card.
Yeah, the donut debit card.
Krispy Kreme cash.
So I was going to get a scooter.
But you got a laser in your eye?
I may have to get you the power cord. Because I have a feeling that batteries are dead.
I hear Velcro. Okay.
Meow.
To finish the story that I alluded to earlier, we had a teacher in high school, one of these teachers that you really like. He was just a bizarre guy. And the seniors in his class, when we were graduating, we got some money together and we got him a stripper. And somebody took pictures and... he said some stuff during the thing and one of them was, did I hear Velcro?
Oh, yikes.
Because she was like behind him, when she took off the first article of clothing. And yeah, exactly. It was funny.
But it was funny.
I notice an interesting thing. I like the front panel of your replay better than the front panel of our replay.
Well, his replay.
His replay has buttons on it.
Because says, you bought your teacher a stripper? Yep. Not totally naked.
Well,
just.
What's the point? No.
Yeah, why bother?
Yeah.
Who are you picking on now?
Why bother having a stripper if she's not going to be a stripper? If she's only going to be a. Excuse the expression, partial.
She was a high partial.
She was high partial.
come on. This was during school hours, so this was in class.
I understand.
Yeah. Well,
we had a stripper during class. That was interesting.
We got out the turpentine and the that's a different kind of stripper.
Yeah, no.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ah, high school.
I don't remember that kind of thing in high school.
A lot of people really liked high school. A lot of people said, oh, man, high school is going to be the best time of your life. I'm living in the best time of my life at the moment. High school sucked for me.
Well, high school itself was not all that cool, but a lot of the people we met in high school were still friends, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was just not... I was no good socially in high school, but, as opposed to all you guys who were so outgoing and everything.
Yeah,
I get along with people pretty good, but I didn't actually have any friends. I had people who knew me and thought I was a nice person, but there was no one to talk about computers with. High school sucked.
Yeah, it's funny. When I went to high school, there was no one to talk about computers either.
Well, not to mention...
Big Dish posts something interesting, but this is 5500s also. Man, this is scary. Big Dish says, TND, I came across the following information today. The source it came from is questionable, but you might want to just activate the replay just to be safe. And it says, Replay TV, RTV 5500 News. As everyone has heard, DNNA... has changed its replay TV marketing strategy. They have decided to completely unbundle the activation from the RTV 5500s. Even the units that are in inventory, which are labeled 3-year activation included, will be affected. All RTV 5500 units connected after 12/23 will have no activation, regardless of how much you paid for the unit.
Mm.
Do not fall for any sales pitches that says activation included. Buy only from reputable dealers like ourselves who will not mislead you. There are two grammar errors in that, which are a little bothering. It actually says even the units that are in inventory, which are labels, 3-year activation included. And then it
says that's not a grammatical. That's a typo.
Yeah, you're right. And then it says, do not fall for any sales pitches that says activation.
Yeah, that's a grammar.
Activation included.
So they're going to not make you pay a fee to have the thing activated?
No. It's the other way around.
I don't know. That's
the 3-year activation, which is supposedly what is on these that we got, will be. That's true, but there's no guarantee. But as Big Dish says, it doesn't necessarily mean that the 5400s. 5040s.
He did say it was questionable, and to tell you it off the top of my head, sounds kind of hokey to me.
Yeah, but I'm going to see what happens if we can. I'm going to try to activate him as quickly as possible because first of all, I want to use him.
Big Dish says, that's why college is great. At my school, I can talk to people and they actually understand what I'm talking about. I'm glad someone does because I don't. I never understood what Big Dish was talking about.
There's a lady.
I don't know.
There's a lady.
Quit doing that.
It's a lady having trouble in here.
She's playing ping pong in here.
This is very cool.
This over here? I went reaching for a mouse that's not there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your...
Hey, Blair, you're far away from your microphone, and I can still hear you.
Well, excuse me, come over my microphone.
That's cool.
You managed to... Were you... Oh, you were in the menu.
No, I wasn't.
Well, somehow you've managed to.
You.
She's got the bar, the room list on the side instead of on the bottom.
You
could just drag it.
You can drag that wherever you need
that?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you can.
It's kind of cool I've been here for a while, and Blair will tell me, "Oh yeah, you could do this with your computer," and I'll tell him, "Oh yeah, you could do that with your computer." We both learned a lot of stuff this time, this visit.
Yeah, hey, you can drag that.
Yeah.
Oh, drag and drops.
Come on over here, sweetie, and drag it.
Drops are a pain on the compact. Oh, there you go.
Drag and drop net.
I hate laptops. Despise, disgust, ickiness. Laptops are gunky.
you gunky.
Yes.
I would love to see a laptop with a trackball and a regular keyboard.
Yes. Give me a mouse. Give me a trackball. Give me something besides this little pad. Oh, of course.
Well, mouses are icky anyway.
Yeah. Well, mouses are icky. I want processing. I like trackballs.
We've got processing. You don't need your mic, Dwayne. You just need to be in the same room with it.
Oh.
Hand me my mic.
Now, seriously, y'all. Anybody? We've got people around here with pretty good.
Okay.
The lady keeps messing. What are you doing? Now she's quit Merck.
Seriously, y'all. That's funny.
Oh man. Poor lady.
I love it.
I hate this thing.
Guess what, Leanne? Guess what, Leanne? So do I. I hate laptops. All the keys in the wrong place.
She's back.
Okay, I have now. I don't know what she keeps clicking on.
I don't have anything here to click.
See that lady again?
See this thing right here?
I know, and it sucks.
Leanne, see that thing right there? Yep. Don't touch that.
I can't do it.
I think she's resting her hands on the trackpad or something.
I'm trying to drive.
Oh.
Yes, Tom.
Isn't this so cool?
Big Dish says, funny, laptops.
It would be cooler if you didn't have that nasty interface
on a stick. Mice
good.
On a stick and trackballs, but they were too small to be usable. Personally, I have no problem with trackpads or eraser heads.
It's just there.
Those eraser heads are obnoxious.
Tom has a gigantic Merc.
Is Merc... Your Merc is bigger than
I
mine.
See, your Merc is bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, is that a Merc in your on your screen, or are you just?
He's got the handicap version of the screen.
He's
set
in
up.
Carmen mode.
He's in Carmen mode.
Is extraordinaire. Tom, has Tom wirelessly connected to the internet?
He has two letters per line. It's so big.
It's really neat. It's really neat to be walking around.
She wouldn't
the house
like
in
it because it's
mode.
Black with.
Yeah, it's black and yellow, which I
you don't like.
Not really
she does
know.
Not like that.
Oh yeah.
Hey, lady, what are you doing down there? Come up here. Come up here where you belong.
You know what I should have done is
Tom.
I should have VNC'd.
I know
in
you're there.
I should have VNC'd into Leanne's. Actually, my computer changed it so she could use it without the black and yellow.
Well, she did. I think she changed it.
Oh, okay.
Did you change it, Leanne, on his?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Because you said something about changing it, and if you had told me,
it.
I would have changed it
I
for
know
you.
How to change it, Daryl.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's all right. Well, next time you come to visit, I'll make sure that there's solitaire.
Oh, there
Thank
was no
you.
Solitaire for the Leanne.
Yeah.
I think there's solitaire on the laptop.
Not to mention she had problems with the right-handed mouse.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I like it that way.
I don't.
But the thing is, I'm left-handed, so it doesn't make any sense, you know? I have a right-handed mouse, but I'm left-handed.
So what? I'm right-handed.
Yeah, that's weird.
She's right-handed and likes a left-handed mouse because she's used to Blair's mouse because Blair's left-handed.
I learned when I first started using a computer, I was using Carmen's.
And she's left.
Matter of fact, when I was the first time I went to Carmen's house, I'd play with her computer and come back home, and I'd reach to the left for the mouse, and there wouldn't be one there.
Yeah.
I'd get used to that.
Yes.
Where's the mouse?
Byron has a habit of not changing settings. He's kind of like, you know, if he's using somebody else's computer, you know, he's like, oh, okay, that's okay. I'll just get used to it that way.
Well, when I came to Ackley for the first time and Blair helped me change the settings on my computer, I was like, oh, this is so much better.
Byron, how come the print on your computer is so small? Chrissy liked it that way.
I'm just used
Rob
to
just
it.
Rob just said I banned Rick from Michigan. So.
I saw you banned somebody.
How did I do it?
You clicked on something.
Get him, help him.
Leanne,
you're dangerous with that computer.
No, it's this stupid pad thing.
Don't go
there, Leanne.
Okay, that should take care of that. Remember earlier I said, who are you picking on? I didn't know what you were doing. I didn't want
to
say.
You were talking to me.
Yeah, you accidentally. She's kicked herself out of the channel. She's kicked herself out of Merc. She's moved the room list to the side. She's banning people. Leanne, step away from the trackpad there. Back away slowly.
No, I'll get up and walk.
She's gonna crash my network next, man. Uh-huh. I don't know, man.
Want a microphone? Uh-oh. Now we've made Leanne unhappy.
Leanne's walked away from the laptop. It's conquered her.
Hi, lady.
Hello.
Dwayne and Tom are sitting there.
Mom has a problem, so.
I tried to opt the lady, but I forgot to use my password. So, whoops.
It's more complicated than turning this one on, because I was able to do that one myself.
I hate laptops.
Rob says Leanne needs to take Geek 101.
Leanne's not alone.
Leanne is not alone.
I
don't like their keyboards.
I despise the keyboard and that mouseage of stuffness.
Leanne is pretty proficient in Geek 101, but laptops are a unique skill.
Oh, yeah. I can't even master the laptop.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that they could do with a laptop that would make things that I would probably be okay with is if you had the scroll wheel. Because I use that an awful lot, and there's no such thing as a scroll wheel on those pads, and so it is just absolutely and totally annoying. Because if you want to move anything that you would normally move with the scroll wheel, you have to go and click on it and hold the thing down.
Except for on the compacts, where you just push that little button.
Rick says, I've been kicked out of worse places, LOL. You know, I always said that. I've been thrown out of worse dumps than this. I keep trying to get thrown off this network.
Well, we could arrange that.
They won't let me go.
They won't let me go.
Uh-huh.
So how many people do we have wirelessly surfing over there?
I had a little problem obtaining an IP, but I finally forced it to and just got on the IRC now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have
Byron Tom, Tom, Byron, and Dwayne are wirelessly connected.
Yeah. Now, Dwayne will eventually, somebody will need to go out and grab the laptop next to his...
By his seat, yeah.
How many laptops do you guys own?
These. Yeah.
You have like 27 of them.
No, four.
Four. I wish.
Well, Byron has one. Dwayne has one. Tom has one, and I have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish that I had the kind of money you guys have.
I want to send this laptop.
Yeah,
we wish we had
it too, and we wish we had the money you have.
I want to send this laptop back.
My microphone came unplugged.
There's something wrong with the Ethernet port on this laptop.
There's something wrong with that laptop, and
that it's wireless, it doesn't need to be.
Well, and there's also something else. I think it needs to be formatted or something because after about 20, 30, 40 minutes, the DNS will disappear or something. And I thought it was something just specific to Carmen's computer or Carmen's network. So I set it up again over here, and it's doing the same stupid thing.
Okay.
So try a
restore.
I want the SoTech back.
It's in my hand.
That's a cute little computer.
Byron needs Win2K.
Mm-hmm.
One nice thing about... when I got that compact, the Dell that I bought, I had the opportunity to play with Win2K, and that looked pretty good. That looked real usable.
Oh, there's some things that XP can do, and 2K can do most of the same stuff. So XP's not so bad if you have it declawed. Like, you could get that network card to work, no problem.
Well, that was cute.
Yeah. And just plug in my external hard drive and boom, it works, you know. Double click, yeah. It's cute.
Still battery power 4%.
That's not very much.
Mm-hmm.
So are we ready to, I think the listeners have recovered. Are we ready to ration out some more content here?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
if you have more content, by all means.
Oh, hey, we're just getting started. Okay,
we need some milk from content cows.
Let me look at my list here. Yes, I got a new audio processor.
Yeah, we know.
Tom, Daryl, Dwayne, and the lady are on the way.
Tom, Daryl, Dwayne, and the lady are coming. Yes, Eric says I just plugged in my external hard drive in my Win2K box and it just works. Well, when I have this Dell, I plugged in, what was it? I plugged in one of my external USB storage devices or camera or something. It just came up and recognized it.
Plug in the Arcos.
Maybe it was the Arcos.
I want one of those.
Yeah.
An Arcos?
Good Christmas gift idea, Blair.
Yeah. Rick says, kick me out before the content. Okay. Now the stream has gone into the red, so it's a good time to get out
some all the
content.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay. Well, of course, we've been talking on the show about that high-quality Udall Systems product, the DTMF2.
DTMF2.
In fact, some time back, Byron has kicked Rick from the channel. Yes,
I just
think that's just a comment.
I just smacked my mic. Yeah, I just slash-meat it.
Okay. I mentioned previously that I got an order from a guy who wanted to use it as part of a system that he's designed for bridge de-icing.
So so if you play bridge.
That's right. Well, he's got 60 – he's a retired or former, at any rate – employee with somebody's Department of Transportation, went into business for himself, and he and a buddy designed this bridge de-icing system. And I don't know how they control it, but they wanted to implement dial-up control where you could call with a cell phone and start this pump that's it's all solar-powered. And he wanted to be able to get the bridge de-icing started when the weather started to get bad from out in the field.
Hmm.
And he was looking for something that would let him do that, and he found...
Gee, I wonder if the if the DTMF2 could do that.
Well, he found the DTMF2, and he ordered a couple of them. And, you know, like most of the things that we buy, it sat around for a while. Well, a couple days ago, he finally got around to getting it out and playing with it. And he's like, oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Boy, this just does what we need. So he called me up and said, well, I want to talk to you about getting, you know, four more of them. And what can you do for me on price? And, you know, I'm not nearly as fast as at this as Fred. But, you know, I engaged brain and thought fast and said, well, I can give you, off the top of my head, I can give you $3 off a piece at $5. So he says, well, you know, hey, if I told you I wanted to order five, how long would it take to put those together? And I said, well, if you told me you wanted to order five, I would hang up the phone and go pack them up and take them to the post office today. And he says, boy, you must have read that book about winning friends and influencing people. And I said, no, maybe I should. He says, well, that's in there, you know. He was happy. That was the answer good. He wanted. So, nice little $350 order there.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. On Friday. That's good. Finances were, things were a little, well, I was in worse shape before I returned that laptop. That was, I got a new credit card, and I put the laptop on the new credit card without checking the statement date. And guess what? It came in at the worst possible time, you know.
Oops.
Like, the billing date was the 24th, and I'm thinking, you know, next month. And it's like, oh, man. So, yeah, so that was pretty good. But the best part, Rick says, wow, congrats, Blair. That's a neat thing. But they've played around with them, and they like them. And he's got 60 systems in place that do not have dial-up control. And, you know, they're looking to add it. So he asked me for quantity pricing, and I wrote him up a quote, you know, quoted him on 5 through 50. And BL at BA's?
Is that, which one is the
Summer
Tech, that one?
BL at BA's?
Yeah, upstairs.
Oh! I never thought of that. Hey, lady, you want a wireless microphone? I got one.
Well, I think you should hurry up and hook it up so she can have a microphone.
It's hooked up.
Where is it?
Right here.
Well, give it to me. I'll go take it up to her.
Are you talking about that telephone headset thing?
Yeah, all I have to do.
Yeah, we'll have a caller. What happens when you get a phone call?
Well, it doesn't. Okay, I'm talking in it right now. You know, it's not quite the audio of a regular microphone, but there you go.
I mean, I've got another phone. It's a second phone, so okay. It doesn't affect...
Slash me stupid. I was wondering who the hell Black Buzz was. It's BL at BA's.
That's what I said. Yeah, Black Buzz. Okay, there you go. Daryl is now carrying the wireless microphone to the lady. I never thought of that. There's another computer upstairs.
Dwayne has quit IRC error. Connection reset by... Beer. I mean, peer, yeah.
Connection reset by do. He spilled do on the keyboard. Anyway, I quoted...
That's Chris's job.
I quoted him 5 through 50 pieces, and, you know, he said, well, how long would it take to put those together? And I said, oh, there, boy, I got 80 of them in stock, so... So, looking forward to another big DTMF order in the future. The big problem with what he does... is he'll go out and he'll sell five of them, but it takes him the season. You know, there's a lot of hardware to install, mechanical stuff. You know, he sold five of them recently, but it's going to take this winter season to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't actually installed them yet. They're just he has them in hand and is ready to install them, but has not put them.
Well, those five boards just went out Friday, but
oh yeah,
those are for five new systems, and he now has another state interested.
Ooh!
In addition to the state where he's been selling them, so
the state of decay.
Oh yeah.
State of mind.
State of disarray.
Yeah.
So, I never thought of the upstairs computer.
Leanne did.
How about that?
She's lady smart.
Yes.
Lady's not wanting to mess with that little lapping of top.
Don't worry. I thought it was a good idea.
It would have been a good idea.
Daryl, go in there. There's a laptop now.
I hate laptops. Oh, I mean...
Now you can get on the...
Would be all right if I actually had a mouse and a keyboard that I could use. I was trying to type on that keyboard of that one you're using, and it's...
Don't you love laptops?
No, I like laptops. I admit I don't like their keyboards, but...
Well, let's see. Of a laptop, there are several things I don't like. I don't like the keyboard. I don't like the little mouse pad. I don't like the teeny-weeny, itty-bitty, tiny-whiny little bitty screen.
This isn't a tiny-whiny screen. Well,
but it's 4.5 feet away from you. If I want a screen, I want it close to me so I can actually... see it.
One of the things
that's why I got a big print on.
But then you can only see three letters at a time.
One of the things that I hate about laptops is I'll be sitting there on the cot or something and using the laptop and my back, starts to hurt. I feel this pain in the small of my back and it gets it gets more and more painful as I.
The last thing in the world you want to do is put it on your lap.
Yeah, really, especially blind people. Don't want to put that on your lap. I wonder if there's like a case of people being infertile because they've had laptops on their laps for too long. Now they can't have children.
I don't. The other thing I don't like is the fact that since the screen is actually attached to the back of the laptop, that means you're like you said, to actually operate it comfortably.
You're
have
listening
the
to the Tom
right
and
place.
Co show with the special guest special guest Blair.
That's funny.
Nothing. Keep going. Never mind. I didn't say anything.
Was that the tuck over button?
Seriously, y'all, that's funny.
Yes.
It's tech this.
And you'll notice now that Blair is getting very irrational, and he'll start yelling at Tom and Daryl. And then we'll start throwing things, and it'll be very entertaining.
Ooh.
You're always doing this to me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go lay down, and you can finish the show by yourself. Good night.
Hey, quit that snoring.
Too bad you don't have that alarm clock sound effect. There's no way I'm getting up now.
I oughta.
Oh, man. You need to keep my hard drive plugged in for as long as you possibly can. You can't do a show without sound effects.
I can.
And
why
didn't you just steal all of his sound effects from his hard drive, since you have a hard drive?
Okay, I'm awake. You do have an alarm clock sound. How about that?
He did steal all your sound effects.
Bitch.
Oh, I had that one. That used to be my Lady is on IRC sound.
Really?
Bitch.
No. Yikes.
Ow. You walked into that one.
I wonder.
I hope somebody marked that.
Rick says marked.
Oh, God. I wonder if Lady heard any of that. Quit beating
poor
that
Daryl.
Cat. Quit being
now,
that
now
kitty.
Does I take it the lady has the radio on up there?
I hope so. Lady, do you have a radio? On. I can go up there and turn on a radio if she doesn't have one.
I mean, there's a radio right there. I hope she has it on.
There's no guarantee she does. Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody mooning the train?
Apparently.
Eek.
Oh.
You guys are just killing me. Oh, Leanne doesn't have a radio on up there.
That's what you just said.
There's a radio right there.
I'm going to go up there and figure out how to turn on the radio for the lady, because she's missing out.
Oh,
radio.
Yeah,
she missed something.
Radio for the lady, Blair's attic.
And since lady can't hear, I have to fill in, ID time. It's almost ID time.
Yeah.
So.
I should go up there and Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do.
Ooh.
I tell you what I'm going to do. Tell you what I'm going to do. We'll do that. I need a program. Okay. I'm going up there.
What is all that?
Yes. Oh, Space Junkie is here. Oh, this is perfect because I've got something just for him.
This is Leanne in Chicago, and most of you know me as Blair's Lady. I want to wish everybody associated with the Wookiee Satellite Network a very happy holiday season, and best of luck to all in 2004.
Wishing you all the best of the holiday season, this is the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network.
Thank you, Mr. Blair. We'll come back to you in a moment, if we may.
Anybody here remember radio?
106.3 FM, WTND, LP, Macomb.
Radio, that's it.
For the best in satellite radio, keep it right here on the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. This program is brought to you by Superstar Netlink Turnervision, your C-band source for unbeatable prices,
Hello?
The best programming packages,
Somebody
and the most
call?
Helpful technical information. 1-800-395-9557. That's 1-800-395-9557.
Hello there. The IDs are done.
I'm Chris Peterson, your lovely and talented host, sitting here in a lovely, lovely chiffon gown this evening and silk stockings. Stunning.
Okay, there you
go.
Something
about somebody breaking into our house and now using our computer.
I think we have, you know, a caller-like substance here. Let me see.
Hello?
Do we have a caller-like substance?
Hello?
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 Hi. Hello? This is reminding me of Dayton.
Yeah, I
hear you fine.
This is more organized than Dayton, I would like to hope.
Are you still wearing chiffon?
I'm not wearing chiffon tonight.
What are you wearing?
That dress is in the cleaners.
What are you wearing?
Was it a blue dress?
Or what aren't you wearing?
What aren't I wearing? Well, I don't know if we can't. I don't know if we can air that on WTND. You know, if we were just on Wookiee, I wouldn't care. But WTND, you know.
Well, I certainly hope that I have sufficiently, you know, done a number on you with that. Mark that.
Yes. By the way, I'm drinking a glass of wine and listening to wine, so I'm getting plenty of wine tonight, and I drunk.
Oh, selling a city.
There seem to be lots of extra conversations going on.
Yeah, it's like not like you're doing a show or something, right?
Yeah, I tell you.
Yeah. So I just had to get in on this historic moment.
Cool. Well, I was,
you know, all these people and stuff in Ackley, and you know, you guys could you guys are so close to me. You could just drive right up here.
Well, you know, I heard they were going to Minneapolis next, you know, since they went to Kenosha to pick up replays. How long have you been listening?
I got in just at the tail end of you talking about your processor, and
okay.
It sounds so good that I want to know what you actually got.
It is a Behringer DSP 9024. This thing is you know, damn near like radio station processing. It's, you know.
You mean you actually settled for a piece of Behringer equipment?
Yeah, I can't complain about this thing. It's awesome.
Well, I'm sold on Behringer. For the price, you get a hell of a lot of, you know, whatever you buy from them.
Yeah. I understand this thing's discontinued. I don't know if it's going to be replaced by another model or what the deal is, but it's kind of...
Now, this is a compressor, limiter, whatever else does it do?
No. Well, okay, this is a 6-band audio processor.
Okay.
This is essentially 6 digital compressor limiters for 6 different frequency bands, which you can define.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they'll be replacing that with a new model. I have seen quite a few new models come out of Behringer in the last few months, that or at least models I wasn't previously familiar with. I think, you know, I'm probably thinking of replacing my mixer here one of these days, and I think I've got a Behringer now. I think I'll probably get another one.
They're pretty neat. They are. As I was saying earlier in the show, I was looking at the Behringer line and picked out what I personally thought would be the greatest mixer for the Byron. I mean, this thing's, you know, four mono inputs, you know, 4 mic inputs, basically, and 4 stereo with 2 subgroups and built-in effects, you know, so he could do stuff like this, which, because he loves that. And, you know, it was $180.
Oh, yeah. Even the one I'm looking at is the UB2442. It's got, I think if I recall right, it's got 8 mono inputs, 4 stereos, and a bunch of auxiliaries, and 4 subgroups, and it's $299.
Wow.
Can we mention prices on WTND?
Yeah. Yeah, we're not... that's a common misunderstanding. It's not that you can't mention prices. We're not selling the things.
No, I'm definitely not selling them.
We're just, you know, to say, oh, this thing, and it's available at such and such. Now, I can't come on here and say, the Arnold Systems DTMF2 available at for...
No, we don't do that here.
We don't do that here.
That's not the direction we want to go.
Byron. But now, seriously, I actually do not have a great ear for this stuff. You know, I had was running pretty heavy compression before, just with the nano compressor, just because I wanted the auto, you know, volume control.
Right.
But of course, you get this over compressed sound. When I would hear it, is when I heard the audio coming out of my speakers in the studio, and then heard the same processed audio coming out of the radio in the kitchen via the FM transmitter. And you'd, you know, there'd be some big bass note, or somebody would get up on the mic, and you'd sort of hear them go away in the kitchen relative to what you were hearing in the studio. And I know people had. No one had specifically made any comments to me about the audio being over-compressed, but I know people like Ray T, Jesus, Tap Dance, and Mahorney, you know, really have an ear for it. But you're liking what you're hearing?
Well, I like what I'm hearing, and I don't claim to have the best ear for it either. The guy that I'd want to hear the opinion of would be Dean Spratt.
Yeah.
Because he definitely has an ear for these things, and his compressor, he spent a lot of time looking into what he wanted and the kind of sound he wanted. The one thing about the nano compressors that even I could hear was you could definitely hear the attack. Even if you set it at minimum attack delay, you could hear when something was at a high level, you could hear it being pulled down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there'd be like a split second of it being at that high level, and then the compressor would pull it down.
Okay, well, yeah, then that's there's a phenomenon known as overshoot. Obviously, the analog circuitry just simply can only react so fast.
Right.
And so you've got your attack time, and, you know, there's a minimum, whatever the, you know, with the control set at minimum.
Right.
And I don't know what the minimum value is.
Now what Dean has is a DBX compressor limiter that has something called, it's like over easy compression or something.
Yeah.
It sounds, you can't hear the attack.
Okay.
And I don't believe it's digital. I think it still is analog, but they do something so that you can't hear the attack. On your new Behringer there, I can't hear the attack.
Okay, well, this thing, that's what I was getting at. The attack time on this, the minimum, is zero.
Right.
And it's full digital. It actually has a 24-bit, you know, D to A to D, converts the signal to digital and manipulates it digitally. So you've got no overshoot.
Right.
You have lighting.
It's definitely something WTND should have.
Like it's dim.
Although I still would say that you are still overcompressed.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's... You know, again, I'm not claiming that the thing is adjusted right. I can tell you that you have there's a level control to it, and the level control has a degree of control from 0 to 100, which I think I have set at about 75. As far as I can tell, that's kind of I'm not clear on exactly how that works because there's a dB threshold for it. But there's also the degree, and there's a release time, and I would think that the attack and the release would basically be all you need. I'm not really clear on what the that 0 to 100 parameter is actually what it's actually altering.
Okay, well, I think the dB threshold has to do with how far it will pull something up. If it's at a really low level, in other words, if you got something at -100 dB, it'll only try and pull that up until it's -10 dB, if that's what you've got the threshold set at. I'm not sure that that's the right explanation of that concept, but that's
I don't think so.
To do with that there. It's almost like a noise gate feature where it will only pull, it'll only react to stuff at a, you know, up to a certain point, and then it'll stop.
Right. Well, I think it would be more correct to say it reacts to stuff down to a certain point,
below
which it won't try to bring it up.
But one thing that I can tell you is that, you know, particularly listening to music, There's a lot of dynamic range in music where there's things at lower levels and there's things at higher levels, and the songs you've played so far, they're all at the same level.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to point out, that even though it's nice in terms of its not letting anything go way over, it also is bringing up all the low, everything that's way low, it's also bringing that up. So that
you can adjust that out of it. You can, to a certain extent, you want things to be brought up to a certain point, because that's important. I mean, you want things, down to minus 10, minus 15 dB, probably. You want those brought up to about zero, and you definitely want things that are too high to be brought down.
Yes.
And this is the... And things below that, you want to kind of stay below that, or at least somewhat below that, so you can at least appreciate some of the range of the music. Now, radio stations don't do this. Radio stations,
they compress
the hell out of everything.
Right, and I dislike that, too.
Now, the compression, you can set from nothing to infinity. The fast attack compression, the instant attack compression, and that's separate from the auto level control. And I've got the auto level control set. Realistically, I've got it set so that it will bring up something that's pretty next to nothing. You can run audio into it from about minus 28 on the mixer to plus 10, I think, and the output stays consistent. Which is cool, in real life you're not gonna push it that far. You're not gonna be running something that's minus 28. Oh, I'm close enough.
No, you're talking about two different concepts, because the actual compression, the attack time and release time have to do with the speed of compression, and you don't want that too fast, because then you can get sort of a pumping effect when you get a loud drum beat or something. And you listen to a song, you get this sort of pumping sound. So you want that to be sort of in the middle. What radio stations will do is they'll have a slow compressor limiter, followed by a fast compressor limiter, followed by a straight hard limiter.
Well, that's kind of what this does, because it's got all those components. And you've got the level control. That's the slow compressor. Then you've got the 6-band compression, and then on the output of that, you've got the hard limiter. So this has all of that, and it's got 100 different setups. I mean, you can create a named setup, and as I said, I'm not by any means claiming that things are adjusted properly. No doubt there's, you can do better, but it certainly is doing what I want it to do. It certainly has the capability of doing what I want it to do in terms of leveling out the level and taking, you hit the thing with way too much audio and it just knocks it down. I mean, that's,
Absolutely. And
I like
stations
that.
Like WTND, where they're taking input sources of all sorts of different levels. And that's just in the Radio Ranch itself.
Yeah.
Then, they really need something like that.
That earned you a yipe from the far side of the room from Dwayne.
Oh, from Dwayne.
From the kitchen, yes. Someone's yiping in the kitchen. Someone's yiping, I know, oh, oh, oh. Someone's yiping in the kitchen, listening on the radio.
Hey, didn't I just do that on Tuesday?
I don't know. If you did... let me check. If you did, it'll be in my Mark That directory. So let me see. We got the famous unfiled directory. That's sort of the stuff I haven't figured out. What to do with yet? Actually, this stuff all looks old.
Well,
you obviously
listen to my show, because enough of it shows up on your show that I could probably do a large portion of your show.
Well, there's that.
It's possible. Now, were you here for the opening?
I was not.
You were not. Okay, so, you know, actually, you kind of figured into the opening, in fact.
I often do.
Yeah, that happens. Let's see. This is how we started things out.
I suck.
You do not. You've been listening to Blair too much.
I'm going to quit and give up.
You've definitely been listening
that's
to Blair
the show
too much.
That's the show for tonight. I'm going to quit and give up.
Meanwhile, I'm going to senselessly battle
into
the microphone.
I'm going to move to Cincinnati and work for Fred.
Who's Fred?
Well, Blair used to work for Fred.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I'm going to quit and give up.
After you moved to Cincinnati?
Well, you know, I thought I might quit and give up before then, but then I couldn't quit and give up, so I'm going to quit and give up. Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Well, you know what time it is?
Life, the universe.
So that's a kind of... Yeah. So that's kind of how you figured into the opening.
Well, even Tracy figured into the opening there. I'll tell her that.
Yes.
I'm sure she'll be pleased.
I don't quite know if she'll be pleased, but... Oh, well.
Well, I'm going to have to track me down one of these things, I think. I tried to order a microphone arm from BSW twice this week, and both times they declined my credit card for reasons unknown because the credit card seems to work everywhere else.
Eep.
So, but I definitely... That's the highest priority at this point, is to replace the microphone support system, because I don't have one now, and doing a show handheld for an hour or 2 hours, if I talk that long, is hard on the arm.
You really should get yourself a mic stand.
I really should, yes.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to just
order. We're trying to do a show here. Could we have a little quiet while we're trying to do a show here or something, please?
We're trying to do a show.
Thank you.
Well, actually, I was the one that was talking.
Oh.
It was me.
Well.
Well, I'm going to have to get with somebody about audio settings. I've got my own audio settings guru. You know, we've got Hap. He could help me out with that.
Oh, Hap would be great. And in fact, you know, for not being adjusted properly, if at all, it sounds quite good. It sounds much better than anything you've previously had.
Cool.
I think I'd like to hear it adjusted, and different people have different tastes. I personally think Dean has the best audio on Wookiee by far. And I don't think you're gonna take that title away from him anytime soon, but you could be in the running.
Okay, well, I just, you know, at this point, I have trouble even, you know, hearing the compression when I take the nano compressor. Hey, let's set it at 20 to 1 so it keeps the volume consistent. And I think this box definitely gives you the tools to do it. You just have to figure out what you want to do.
I think that's right. And you know, if it can handle all the different levels between Leanne, Tom, Daryl, Dwayne, and Byron...
Well, it's, you know, I kind of was saying earlier that it wasn't on the air, but I was telling Byron, kind of like that commercial, the best commercials, you don't remember the product. You know, if it can handle this, it can handle anything. I think it's, Byron concluded that it was the American Tourister commercial where, you know, they've got gorillas jumping on the luggage. See, I said it was Samsonite. Byron said it was American Tourister, actually. But, you know, that's, you know, if this thing can handle Tom and Daryl and Dwayne, it can handle anything.
That's right. So how's is the digital audio support fund still at 3520?
Yep, yeah, that's where we're at.
People, you can do better than this. Let's bring it up to 4,000 by the end of the show.
Yipe.
Yike. Yeah.
And we also have, you know, and I don't, we've got sort of, I don't know what we've got. You know, Tom and Daryl have said, well, we're going to donate something, but they haven't said what, so I haven't included it.
Basically.
Because they haven't really given me a
figure.
A figure.
Well, we'll donate whatever we need to. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what you said. So I was a little lost there.
I haven't given you a figure, and I think I feel about the same way. I really would love to hear these things, but, you know, since other people say they've heard them and they're impressed, I, you know, that's...
They are excellent.
Well, Tom, forgive me if I don't, you know, trust you on that or anything.
I know, I don't have great hearing, but the point is several other people did. The point is I was comparing them to other units, like... That did sound much worse.
So
I may not be the greatest. I mean, I may not.
I think Chris may be afraid that they're excellent, like WT&D's audio is excellent. Hey, Tom, you got that Dominator installed backwards. Did you know that?
No, but Carrie put it in, and she's got good ears, too.
Okay.
Well, I've never, I've not listened to a lot of WT&D's direct FM audio to know what they sound like.
Yeah,
but
that would be a little more difficult.
But. In any case, I want to caution people that I don't know that this is going to sound the greatest for music shows, but I think for talk shows it's going to be great.
Yep. And it shouldn't be bad on music shows.
Okay. I mean, they claim it's pretty damn good.
It certainly beat the heck out of the Gettner and the, or I don't mean Gettner, but the Comrex and the Music Cam that we also compared it to.
Oh, music, not Music Cam.
Telos.
It was much worse.
Telos sucked.
Yep.
Telos, Comrex. Yeah.
Yes.
Telos, Comrex, and I think there's probably a few bit players.
Well, BSW only has the Comrex Blue Box.
It works.
It's.
What do you mean? BSW carries the tie line.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I don't know that I've seen the title.
They
oh,
do.
Maybe I did.
Oh, yeah.
They had
a special in September.
Okay.
They do. I've got a... in fact, when I ordered this thing, while I had the guy on the phone, I got... my pricing information was actually old. It was Dwayne a while ago who told me... Because I had said... what was it?
52, I think.
Yeah, something like that, and... The guy was telling me pricing is inched down a little bit. Dwayne was the one that told me $4,800 for a pair. I got a firm quote
from BSW.
Okay, well, I got a firm quote when I was on the phone with the guy. Current pricing from BSW is $2,411 each.
$2,411, well, that makes $4,822.
Yeah, yep. I was given $2,395, so maybe it gone up a little.
That's possible. That may have, you know, I don't know what that, you know, obviously we missed the September deadline.
Well, it's peanuts compared to, you know, the difference between $2,395 and $2,397.
True. But what I'm saying is it might have been cheaper if we'd have gotten our act together quicker.
It might have been. But I think Blair definitely needs to be proud of himself for actually getting
Absolutely.
Motivated enough to ask for the pledges that.
Yep.
We've gotten now, Blair. Are you figuring in your what you were figuring on putting into the effort into this total?
Yes.
Okay.
And I again, you know, speaking of things that are not going to you know come out quite the way. Well, I can't think of any nice way to say it. I would love to not have to put in that much.
Right.
You know, can I say that without losing face? I would be if I had to put in, you know, like 1,000 instead of 2,400. That would really thrill me. You know,
well
maybe we can work out that too.
But the point is, it really did. We really saw very little action until I said, you know, look, guys, I'll pay half. That was something my mother, you remember, I was raised in a Jewish family. You know, that was a big common thing with us, you know, when you wanted something big and or were trying to work some kind of, you know, well, I'll pay half.
Mm-hmm.
My mother actually would offer that a lot of times to help me out on something, or when I, you know, like when I wanted to buy a lawnmower and go out and, mm-hmm. you know, mow lawns and that kind of thing. She says, well, I'll pay half. You know, you come up with the other half.
Comment from the
you
kitchen.
You actually mowed lawns?
Yeah. No, I never actually got to it. Yes, Breaking Station, go ahead.
I just hate to say, you know, I hate to see one, I hate to see one person responsible for such a big part of it. You know, I wish we could get
Can you speak up a little bit, Ian?
Well, when I get close to it, everything echoes around here.
Well, that's just because you're hearing yourself come out of the radio. It's okay.
Well,
everything echoes on the phone, too.
I hate to see one person putting in such a big part of it. I'd like to see it spread
out. I completely
agree. I agree. And, I, you know, again, I don't want to look cheap. It's a big chunk of money. I am I mean, I committed to putting in 2,400, and if that's what it comes to, I'll do it. I believe in the network enough that I am, you know, more than willing to cheerfully, you know, put a grand towards it and yep. and not bat an eye. And
well, we can certainly work out something, you know, that much or more than that, whatever.
And the reason that I haven't put in a specific figure is because I did last year put in a year's worth of internet streaming.
And nobody's complaining, by the way. We appreciate what you did, and nobody thinks you're, you know, any problem because you haven't. The bottom line is we're willing to do this. We hadn't, you know, it's first of all going to still be tough. We're kind of in the middle of a process where, you know, we have a bunch of expenses. We've actually had to pay off a bunch of credit card debt that we accumulated. But the point is we had previously, you know, we never got around to having that programmer conference call we all wanted. But, you know, this was going to be part of it because we've actually been planning on at least getting part of it and possibly all of it. I mean, we told Mike Reynolds we might do this last April. And obviously Blair has kind of talked about it over the years.
But Blair had always said he wanted to invent the...
Right, well, exactly.
Blair's talked about a lot of things, and you know, and I would like to do it, but I really did just get to... Yeah, Mike says wishful thinking. Shut up, Mike. I really just got to thinking, you know, it's one thing if you can't find something that you like. There are plenty of areas, you know, like wanting a live assist program for playing stuff where I want to write one because I can't find anything that I like. It doesn't matter what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the tie line, I love the thing. It's great. It's wonderful. It's perfect.
Yep.
So I said to myself, you know, let's investigate getting one and let's throw it open to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chris said.
Yeah, Jerry says when the product is completed, then I believe.
Yeah. You know, like Chris, we were talking about with the streaming, you know, someone just, in his case, he kind of took control of it and said, okay, you know, let's do something. And
exactly.
It got done. And
yep.
I just kind of – a lot of people talked about it. I just decided to throw it out there and see
yep.
what would happen. And by golly, it actually looks at this point like it's going to happen somehow.
Exactly. And I think it's great. I think it's very
the exact,
useful.
Exact, you know, mechanics, TBD to be determined. But looks like we're getting there.
I think we are. I think we'll make it happen.
The quicker, you know, the quicker people actually do something and try to help, the better off the thing's
yep.
going to be. It would be awfully nice to have this thing done soon because
yep.
we keep talking about it and we keep talking about it, and that's fine. But eventually,
well, I think,
we gotta,
you know,
the cow's got to eat the cabbage.
Yep. But I think considering we've only talked about it for like a month or two, I think it's less than 2 months. I'm pretty sure it came up in December, didn't it? You know, I'm not opposed to waiting a little longer.
I think it was actually brought up in
November. We remember that somebody else tried to raise money for one of these things mm-hmm. about 5 years ago. I don't know how many people remember that. Somebody on another network. And I don't think they ever got more than $300 in donation toward it, and they canceled. And they were running it for 6 or 8 months. So I don't think we're doing bad.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, I do.
I do too, actually. It fell on its face.
Yep.
And not that there's any, you know, not any ill will or anything, but
no.
I think what it boils down to is we have more people. First of all, I think we have more people here that are committed to keeping this thing going.
Well, I think that's part of it. The times may be different. I mean, maybe if we tried it back then, we'd have been just as bad off. I don't know. All I know is that they didn't get it, and, you know, I think we're going to.
Well, I've...
I suggest that the times, you know, back in the 80s, for example, or the early 90s, I suggest that you probably wouldn't have been able to get the funding for this simply because you'd be paying for transponder space and stuff.
Well, that's true.
So I think I would like to personally... I'm big into setting goals. A lot of the reading that I've been doing and stuff, am very focused on career advancement at this point. A lot of the reading I've been doing about,
So when are you moving? When are you moving out of the country to follow all the IBM people that are getting where they're taking the jobs out of the country and stuff?
Well, that's a little more hyped than what the reality is of this.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded so.
Have you heard that that joke, Chris? Or maybe it's not even a joke. That goes, this year's Christmas party will be held in Mexico, where your job went.
Yeah, I've heard that joke.
Yike.
But again, I can't even talk about it because that would be a, I could lose my job for for talking about things that I have no control over.
I understand. Yeah, but, unfortunately, and this is, for anybody's benefit, but the reality is a lot of people who get employed end up having certain agreements that where they can't talk about almost anything related to the job. We had a friend who got very close to canned because he said something that was public knowledge, but he put it out over a radio show, and it just about killed him.
Well,
and it was stupid.
The,
I mean, it was really...
The impression is, if you're saying stuff like that, the impression is that you're speaking for the company.
Right.
And I'm not authorized to speak for the company, so I can't say anything about it, except that there are plenty of people still employed by IBM in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And IBM employs over 300,000 people around the world, most of which are in the U.S. You can take that for what it's worth.
Yep. And by the way, Jerry has a nice comment back in the IRC before it gets too far away. It says, I agree, Daryl, commitment in different shows keep people interest. And I think that's exactly right.
I completely agree. And I think one of the things that I was about to say here is that one of the things that they talk about whenever you're trying to advance yourself in your career or anything in life is to set goals and to try and meet them. I think it would be a perfectly reasonable goal to have these things ordered by February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The way things are going, it just seems perfectly reasonable to me. So I would like to, at the risk of being a little bit too forward, I would like to say, let's plan on ordering these things on or before February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a goal.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody knows how much I suck, but I'm planning not to suck next year.
Yeah, well, you said that last year, and
yeah.
You know how successful that was. But
yeah, I tried. I want to make we have all said, Blair, that you're very trying.
I want to make my comment that I was going to stick in earlier, which is simply that one thing that I really enjoy is, we may be talking about a little bit of money. We're not talking about a fortune. But we have access to technology now for the right amount of money that we just dreamed about 10 years ago when we were doing this. I mean the digital audio down the phone line and the multiband compression.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's absolutely the case.
And, absolutely. And, I mean, and we all kind of,
one of the major changes in broadcasting like this has been the internet.
Oh, yeah. And it couldn't be more obvious than to those of us who have been around, even Blair, even though he hasn't been around quite as long as we have in all of this, he's been around long enough to feel the change. 10 years ago, we called phone numbers, we fed audio down phone lines, we played records, we played tapes, we played whatever.
You still play records, but,
most of us don't do that often. Files.
The interesting thing is, I don't think I've lifted the lid on that turntable for a good 4 or 5 months, maybe longer.
No. You actually did a feature on somebody we did a few weeks back.
Ladies
In fact,
and gentlemen,
we got out
now
a bunch
Tom
of
and Daryl debate when the last time was they lifted the lid on the turntable.
Well,
when was the last time anyone lifted the lid at WTND?
That's right. But anyway, the bottom line is things are very different. Computers were not a part of our show even, you know, really 6 years ago.
There were no computers. They didn't exist. The internet, it wasn't even invented yet.
Well, it was, but it hadn't come to Macomb.
It hadn't put audio through the through our shows.
6 years ago, they were putting audio through the internet.
Absolutely they were. We weren't, I'm saying. The point is, it took, I mean, we were kind of cutting edge, but kind of not. For one thing, a lot of us, including us in Macomb, we were, you know, you had to have an internet connection. We didn't have internet yet. It took a while. The first company we had went bankrupt. You know, it really took a while for internet to become universally available. And even then, we had to start playing with putting audio through it. I remember the first real audio I worked with was 2.0. Ugh! Boy, did that sound
bad.
That
was useless. You might as well go down the phone line.
Oh, it was worse because it was more distorted than a phone line.
It was gurgly and, yep, and sounded like it went down a phone
line.
Well,
now we can run 96 kilobit MP3 streams, and you guys still sound distorted.
Yeah, it's been, Rob wanted to know when we did a show over the phone line last, and I think it was sometime when Q&A couldn't get us on the net, and we had to do one, and it was probably a couple of years ago.
Do you guys still even have that equipment?
Yeah, somewhere.
You need to hook it up just in case there's ever an emergency. Blair was talking about, oh, I might as well go ahead and take all of my phone feeding equipment down, because I'm not going to have to use it. I'm like, Blair, you're using Mediacom. You might need it again. I would leave it.
Mm-hmm. And this secret bit of content just in. Yes, this is being snuck in. Some content wedged in. Byron now has a converted speakerphone. A two-way converted speakerphone.
Yay. I can take calls.
With bonus included hum.
This is
it's made by Blair. What do you expect?
Emergency phone feeding system. This is only a test.
Yipe.
We actually,
and there goes the Gentner.
So, Chris, are you going to call into my show and bail
and
me
as
out?
The Gentner gets reset and goes unextended, the following signal, or the previous signal you just heard, was only a test of the emergency phone feeding system. Had this been an actual phone feed, you would have heard the Gentner go unextended for long periods of time. Oh, wait a minute, you're hearing that now. Never mind. This has been a test of the emergency phone feeding system.
Oh, yipe. So now that I've got a phone patch to use on my show, Chris, are you going to call him and bail me out?
Oh, hell no. Oh,
man. Don't call him. Please call him.
I don't even listen to your show, Byron.
Hey!
Neither does anybody
Byron
else,
more
Byron.
Content than you.
Hey! Why, yada. That's okay. I know you're too busy trying to figure out the zipper on that dress. Yeah. Hey, Chris, it's my turn to get back at you. You have a really party mouth.
I saw what you wore to bed at Dayton, so you know, don't be talking to me, Byron.
Say what?
We don't know. I think there's too much information here.
I want to know what you're what blah. Slash me is confused.
You didn't see anything at Dayton, Chris. You can't see.
Yeah. Right, I didn't see anything at Dayton.
Yeah, you didn't see a thing.
Hey, Chris, watch me pull a Byron out of a hat. Rob's is, watch me pull a Byron from my radio.
You know, another goal that we should have is to actually have a broadband internet connection at Dayton so that we can do a show without PLP.
Well, that would be wonderful.
I'll be in the room. It'll be PLP anyway. Maybe there's no point. Never mind.
Chris, the last thing I ever slept with was a radio.
And a dog.
Well, so that's what that was.
Yeah.
Just think, if we actually had some money, and, you know, people always come up with crazy plans that are not reasonable, but I don't think it's unreasonable to envision a day when we had you know, a pair of the tie lines for Brad and the uplink, and a third one to go to Dayton to just dial directly into the uplink.
That would be neat.
Wouldn't that be good?
Only problem with that, the only thing that makes a little bit of a problem with that is
go. You're then you're making a long distance call again. You're going back to having to make a long distance call just to get the signal.
Yeah, through. That's true.
Whereas with
and
the,
as far
with
as
the internet,
we know, it you know obviously we don't have a broadband to do it over, so you can't use something like Vonage.
Well, see, a lot of companies, but or a lot of hotels now are including. And this will take years before this ever gets to the Studio 6, but they're including broadband connections with the rooms, or sometimes you got to pay a little extra for them. But I would be tempted to, you know, try and find some place that has a broadband connection to do a stream from, because they are out there.
Yeah, well, we'll have to check and see what other options. Obviously, we may be somewhere else this year anyway. Don't know for sure, so we'll have to see.
Well, you need to keep me informed because, you know, it would sure suck for me to show up there and have nobody else be there.
Well, yeah. I'm sure a lot of people will be there. It's just that we're thinking that we may be joining the Mart House gang.
See, now, the Mart House gang probably has a broadband internet connection.
I don't know that they do, but they are at a pretty nice place, and we'll have to just see. What I like is they have this nice conference room stocked with things to drink.
We like things to drink. It's easier to do a show when you've drunk lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're telling us is when you're on the radio, you're drunk.
Yeah. No, but I would do a much better show if I were.
So would I.
Someone actually asked me once if I smoked pot before I did my show. I just want to go on the record right now and say that I do not, nor have I ever smoked pot before doing a show.
Hey, he did not inhale.
Yeah, I see a strange comment from Rob here. He says, look at T&D during the Christmas party, they are drunk. No, Daryl and I don't drink.
Wait,
yeah, they don't drink, I do.
And in fact, at Q&A, nobody drinks because it wouldn't be legal.
You see a strange comment from Rob and this surprises you somehow?
No.
Ew, where's lady is known as just Daryl.
Yike.
What happened
there? Yeah.
Where's your microphone, Daryl?
By the way, Blair, it's 9:43. Do you know where your content is?
It's 9:47, and I know exactly where my content is. I just have... Leanne says, no, Daryl, that's my mic.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. My mic is somewhere else. I'm talking through Leanne's mic.
That's right.
Okay, then.
But I'm rather proud of having set all this up before their arrival. We got four microphones in the living room and two in the studio. And we got the lady upstairs. And
and now that Blair has modified one of the two speaker phones, we'll at least have one we can take on the road.
Hey, Byron, they'll have one they can take on the road.
Hey, I'll give you guys $1.50 for it. You know, I'll give you what you paid for it.
No.
Yoink!
It is ours, remember.
It'll stay in your room, except when we're traveling.
And Byron will be traveling too. So
you're the smokes to the time.
I told Byron. We were having this discussion, and he seemed pretty sure it was going to stay in his room all the time. And
I don't see much reason for it to stay in your room.
Wasn't so sure about that. But
hey Blair, do you have one of those things where you bolt stuff down to your desk?
Oh, those little ratchet things with the bolts and stuff.
Byron, do you have a sledgehammer? Because that's what will happen if you bolt it down.
Beep.
No, Daryl, I think that'd be a hacksaw.
Well, there's that.
Oh, yipe.
Uh-oh. Leanne says that too. She says, but Tom has his hacksaw.
Oh, yipe.
Oh, I just saw that pop up. You said it before I saw it.
It just pops up here before it... Before.
Oh, by the way,
there must be a Doppler shift between here and the living room.
Yeah. Did anybody tell Leanne about the comment she missed? While she didn't have a radio?
When she didn't have a radio on.
Which comment is that?
The one that we were all yiping and I was laughing my guts out.
Oh.
During
Don't
the
anyone tell Leanne about the content she missed?
Yeah. It was the... trying to remember, how did it come up? It was definitely one of those Blair made a mistake and talked about something else.
Oh yes, that, oh that's the sound when the ringing phone and the sound that he said that's the sound that
hey just
but after the ringing phone there was bitch and he said that's the sound that I have with my lady.
Just rewind the replay.
Eep. I heard a yipe from upstairs. God. I heard that yipe.
I think I'm going to listen to the ensuing carnage over the air now, I think, in high-quality compressed audio.
Rob, later. I'll modify Rob's latest, you know he can't write lyrics. I'll modify it a little bit. Turn your radio on and listen to the blaring on the air. Turn your radio on and listening to the whining everywhere. That's not what it says, but that's better than what it says.
Yes.
Did you say you were going to modify Rob?
No.
That would be
scary.
Dwayne, the warranty's expired on that.
Ooh, upgrade.
Dig in then.
Unauthorized rip modification.
Rip the back off that thing and...
and change it.
Yeah. I'll send Rob the big dish to reconfigure.
Oh no! This could be frightening.
He'll open some services that weren't there before.
Yipe!
Services he'd open up might be interested to some people, but probably not you.
Hey, this is I didn't know Diane was this funny. She's not a geek, of course. Diane says. There's a dad Blair in the middle of the broadcast stinking to high heaven. Good one, Diane.
Yes.
Not the geek. No, not the geek. Yeah, right.
Hey, Blair, you should have a camera. Here's Dwayne
He's
in the
from
kitchen.
Fresno says, quit hogging the phone. He wants to call in.
No, Chris. Steve from Fresno says, Chris, lose the ego. It's my turn to call in.
I've got a laser in my eye, and I want to call in with a laser in my eye.
You know, who needs Tweaker? Who needs Rob? I've got Mike, the other Rob. Set your expectations.
I got an email from Steve from Fresno the other day. He wants to know what public transportation and cost of living and stuff is like here in Rochester.
Steve from Fresno moving to Rochester.
Let me just respond to that, Steve, by saying you couldn't afford it if you tried. And
before
we have lots of rich old money here, but lots of doctors. I mean, of course, this is the home of the Mayo Clinic.
That's where they keep the mayonnaise healthy.
That's right.
What was the line from Airplane? Give me the what on two, hold the mayo. You know,
give me ham on five and hold. Give me ham on five and hold the mayo.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before Steve from Fresno could move to Rochester, you'd have to
Rochester.
You'd have to check and make sure you didn't raise your blood pressure.
Yep. Yike.
Well, Rochester. As long as you didn't point a laser in my eye. Laser in my eye. Laser in my eye. I'd probably be okay.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places that don't allow lasers in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Here in town. They prohibit that sort of behavior.
They have the no smoking section. They have the no drinking section. Now they've got the no laser section.
Actually, in Rochester, they have everything is non-smoking everywhere.
Woohoo.
Yay.
So I like it, but you'll get a very different opinion from our program director.
Oh, I know.
You'll get smoker's point of view there.
Oh, yeah.
The smoker's march.
Sound off, cough, cough. 3-4, hack, hack.
Yes. I love that silly
we
thing.
We are smoking in front of the building.
Oh, okay. Mike says he was finishing... the song I was singing, set your expectations low as the content will dribble out slow. How did that start? That was that thing. Oh, okay. Let's see. Does that... I don't know. That doesn't really fit well, but...
Well, see, I've discovered the secret to Blair's content stretching system. That is to keep starting over at the top of the list at the top of every hour.
Yep.
Well, I had lots of content tonight, and there's still more to come.
Yeah, right.
There's still more to come, but it's kind of hard with all these people here.
Four more hours.
Now.
Yes.
Four more hours of Blair.
Now.
Oh, God, I'm so depressed.
It's been almost 4 years for no cigarettes for the lady.
After all, Blair, it's 5:01 a.m. It says so right there.
Yeah, I think that laptop needs a clock adjustment.
It's a wonderful life. Don't talk to me about It's a Wonderful Life.
I like that.
Oh, God, I'm so depressed.
Yeah, that was English sounding. Now, I don't know, did you actually get Byron's reference, Chris? I mean, beyond being Marvin. It's not just Marvin. You know, he said, It's a Wonderful Life. Don't talk to me about It's a Wonderful Life. That's actually a line from Fanboy Christmas, where he's doing...
Oh, I love Fanboy Christmas. I would love to get a copy of that.
Yoink!
Yoink.
Okay, Chris, it'll be when we hit WQNN, the Byron Archive is plugged back in. You'll get a copy.
Byron got an email from somebody. Hey, I can get into your FTP site, but I can't find all the content. I think that's because the content's on a mobile drive that's here.
Oh, Fanboy Christmas, I heard last year, and I must say that I can identify with that.
Oh, it's great.
I played it last week, if you'd listened to my shows.
Well, I never listened to your shows.
I know. I'm
you
so
and
depressed.
Ken, you and Ken both.
I'm so depressed.
Mike says, Blair content is like Video Cipher 2 Plus break. Just 2 weeks, but never seems to come.
But Chris, if you call in on my show, I'll let you talk as much as you want.
I know, but I can do that on Sunday nights when I'm home.
I have long observed that I get
when I'm at work.
I get far more. Chris gets far more time on my show than I get on his. Yeah, did you ever notice that?
I hate that.
I'm gonna play that tonight, Byron. I'm gonna play that.
You gotta.
I tried to hang up about an hour ago, but you guys just wouldn't let me.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you know, there are ways to
feel
solve
free
that
to,
problem.
You know, Chris, you can do it. I know you can do it. You've got the button in front of you. You just have to want it. You just have to push the button. You just have to say, I'm going away.
Okay. Steve from Fresno, you're up.
No.
No.
And that's the show for tonight.
And that tells us he's gone.
Is he gone? That tells us he's gone. Okay. There you go. Now. We're not going to be playing that now because we've got an ID coming up. And see, that wouldn't fit.
Well, here's an interesting quote from Steve. He says, also, I have made up my mind it will be Chicago, almost in Leanne's lap where I'll be moving.
Be thrilled about that.
Well, the biggest problem is going to be the cost. I mean, if he thinks a lot of these other places are expensive, you've got to remember that's the second or third largest city. It's basically going to cost about the same as California.
As I mentioned, your benefits are going to go
down. Would Steve,
benefits are going to go through the floor.
Would Steve from Fresno's plan to be to move within range of Radio Lady? Is that?
I'm not sure.
Life, the universe, and all the content.
Life, the universe, and all the content.
Oh, my God. A Steve from Fresno calling my show.
Yeah. Fresno calling my show. Laser in my eye. Laser in my eye.
Oh, my God. Mark that.
To all, each and every one of you there, Merry Christmas and a very happy new year.
Well, we certainly
thank you.
Hope so.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas and happy new year to you, too.
And have a blast at the WQNA.
That's
party.
A blash.
We'll probably do that.
And have a blast at the Carmen Get Drunk Fest party.
Well, we don't all get drunk.
I do.
There's a few who do, but the rest of us just watch and have fun.
We all have fun watching the drunks.
This is Carmen's New Year's party. It's Pemberton on the floor. Pemberton on the floor. Pemberton on the floor.
Pemberton rolling over. Pemberton rolling over. Pemberton rolling over.
What you doing?
Anyway, that's...
All I really wanted to do was to wish each and every one of you there a very happy holidays.
Well, very good. Thank you very much.
Wrong one? Whoops. He seems to have been disconnected. Somebody came and pushed a button.
It wasn't me.
For the record, I didn't do it. And I'm not going to tell you who did.
And I had to walk down all those steps to do it.
Yike. I'm not going to tell you who did that, but I'll give you a hint.
This is Leanne in Chicago, and most of you know me as Blair's Lady. I want to wish everybody associated with the Wookiee Satellite Network a very happy holiday season, and best of luck to all in 2004.
Wishing you all the best of the holiday season, this is the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network.
Thank you, Mr. Blair. We'll come back to you in a moment, if we may.
Anybody here remember radio?
106.3 FM, WTND, LP, Macomb.
Radio, that's it.
For the best in satellite radio, keep it right here on the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. This program is brought to you by Superstar Netlink Turnervision, your C-band source for unbeatable prices, the best programming packages, and the most helpful technical information. 1-800-395-9557. That's 1-800-395-9557.
My true love gave to me three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four horns a-honking, three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one Jimmy Stewart.
What night, you see, a Christmas star.
Four honking horns, three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a fat pig a squealing, one Andy Rooney.
Did you ever notice Christmas only comes once a year? I hate that.
Four honking horns, three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a spoiled brat a-whining, a fat pig a-squealing, one George C. Scott.
I find that pig disgusting.
Four honking horns, three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a pesky fly a-buzzing, a whining spoiled brat, a fat pig a-squealing, one Dick Cabot.
Oh, goodness, this is silly, isn't it?
Four honking horns, three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a sick cow a-moving, a pesky fly a-buzzing, a whining spoiled brat, a fat pig a-squealing, one Archie Bunker.
Archie's, forget the song, let's have the troikey.
Four honking horns, three barking dogs, two cooing doves, and a cat caught in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Christmas turkey gobbling,
A sick, mooing cow. A pesky, buzzing fly. A whining, spoiled brat. A fat, squealing pig. One Bill Cosby.
This is really cool.
Four honking horns. Three barking dogs. Two cooing doves. And a cat caught in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 wearing blenders. A golden Christmas turkey. A sick, mooing cow. A pesky, buzzing fly. A whining, spoiled brat. A fat, squealing pig. One Polish ham.
But I don't do Bobby Vinton.
Four honking horns. Two barking dogs. Two cooing doves. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 singing ducks.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3. Wish, wish, wish,
wish, 11 wearing blenders. A goblin Christmas turkey.
My fellow Americans, let me just say,
a sick, mooing cow. A pesky, buzzing fly. A whining, spoiled brat. A fat, squealing pig. One Walter Cronkite.
And that's the way it is.
Four honking horns. Three barking dogs. Two cooing doves. And a cat caught in a pear tree.
Down, Brandy, down. Oh. Don't tear that keeper apart.
Did I do something?
Whoops. Leanne, I know you're unfamiliar with the studio. I'm afraid you accidentally leaned on the button.
Damn straight.
Whoops. No. That credit for finding that one goes to the Byron. And a good find. I love that thing. That just brings a tear to my eyes, folks. That's what Christmas is all about.
All I ever wanted for Christmas was an Andy Rooney.
That actually is better than the chickens are in the chimes.
Pretty good.
Jerry says I got to hear that again. One more time. I love that thing. Byron, I have discovered the Byron's secret. You give him a network cable, and he just sits here and surfs around all day. He types in Christmas, Buddhism, duck, anything remotely related to anything that connects to, and he just finds stuff. And Space Junkie says that was so cool. I love that. Byron first premiered that on the show that Chris doesn't listen to, The Fun Zone with Byron Lee. And I said, oh, man, I got to have that.
That was great.
Well, we were talking this afternoon on the way here, and it seems that our kind of festivities at Q&A, I mean, Tom and Daryl will be doing their folk show tomorrow night, starting at midnight, but the official beginning of all the Christmas gaiety will start with Byron's Talk Zone on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Yay! Yep.
Yeah, of course. So the rest of us are going to go out. To,
yeah, we're heading to Ryan's, we think, but Byron will be.
Byron will have to do his talk show.
DJ doing his thing from WQNA Studios.
That's right. The rest of us will be going to Ryan's.
So you mean like people will actually tune in for this one very special?
I wouldn't go that far.
Darn, I don't have it, but I could swear somewhere that I have a wave that says, let the debauchery begin.
It'll be the talk zone, Chris.
That's right.
What is Blair's house?
Me?
The talk zone. Oh, that's nobody listens to that. Wayne, hey, speaking of which, for a future web page update, while that was playing, I got out the camera. During a previous break, dude looks like a lady. I only got to take one picture, but I got out the camera. Now, I have in the studio. I suppose we could show off and we could turn on the libretto. It's plugged in. It's connected to the net.
That's right.
But I have two laptops in the studio. I have three laptops, including the lady. But there are.
And I'm in the studio right now.
The libretto is yes. The lady's in the studio.
I have a microphone.
The libretto is
of course
not
I have my
doing.
Own microphone, but it's out in the van.
You have your own microphone?
Yes, sir.
Really?
I told you a couple months ago I wanted one, so I finally went and bought my own today.
Aww.
But I'm going to steal your green muff.
Okay. So.
Will that muff beat my mic, Daryl?
Oh, yeah, that muff will work fine on your mic.
Thank you.
I haven't seen what kind of mic she got, but. Anyway, so there's the compact laptop
box.
Leanne is using.
It's got its own box.
But I went out into the kitchen.
But I don't have my 25 XLR cable yet.
Well, that would be handy. I went out into the kitchen, and Dwayne's got, I kid you not, I have a picture of this. They've got three laptops sitting on the kitchen table, all with wireless cards in them. Dwayne was trying to configure one of them. He was having trouble getting on the net. He's got three laptops, plus Tom is sitting on the couch with one.
Which is still running on batteries.
Three, four, five.
Why don't you plug it in?
However, I think it's only got about 30 minutes left.
Why don't you plug it in?
We have, I believe, six laptops in the house right now.
Hey, Tom. Plug it in.
Plug it in. Plug it in. There's an outlet right over here. It's already one.
We
hey,
have.
Did anybody else hear?
That's right.
Did anybody else leave their power supply?
What's that
in
now?
The comb?
Nope.
Right over
uh-oh.
Here. Right?
And now, let's see. Tom and Daryl and Dwayne and Byron and the lady have left. And now it's time to play Guess That Wall Wart. Yes, the mystery wall wart that was left behind.
Well, I only have one with me.
See, Blair, if you had the hard drive still plugged in, you could play the Guess That Wall Wart theme song.
Hey, Byron, you want to borrow my razor?
Yipe, I might. I need to not look like a werewolf.
Yeah, you do.
Ooh. A were-Byron.
Oh. Uh-oh. Somebody's going to trigger a wave.
Well, let's see. I feel the... we're into hour four, so I feel the need for some... I feel the need for some content. Let me see. I think it's... we better do this right. Yes, thank you.
We usually do.
Aww.
Is yeah, that special?
I think that, you know, of course, I don't have the, I don't have the program that I want. You know, yesterday while I was working on putting that opening together, I managed to click on something and destroy my whole playlist.
Yeah.
Winamp. Thank you. Winamp is not meant for broadcast. No, it's not. It sort of works.
Blair, if you do it right, it would be...
Shut up, Rob! I mean, Byron, I mean...
Hey, Rob, he does do it right.
Okay, are we all ready? Are we all brave?
Yeah, baby, I'm ready.
See, and this is another thing. You know, I thought, I don't need to turn off sounds. They're not gonna mess with me. Ooh, it's a good thing I configured F1 to kill that.
Ooh, you have to show me how to do that.
I don't know.
I think that's Jason.
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
QZG. Yep. Is that Jason?
I think that's Jason.
He was in last night, but I didn't know who he was.
Everyone, brace yourself now. It's time. It's time. And folks, I got to tell you, it's a big one. Here it comes.
Uh-oh. And now it's time for the Fred Report.
Who the hell is Fred?
Hurricane Freddy. Don't you read the papers?
Fred is killing live sharks in the studio.
Oh, please do something with Fred.
The tale of Thomas.
We were just having a lovely conversation about
Fred.
Fred? He's doing this to spite me, you know?
Yes, Fred does a lot of things to spite me. And we have an official Fred report. Yes, the signs have been sold. And one of the things I was supposed to do this afternoon, no, that was yesterday afternoon. No, that was any time within the past 2 weeks. Or week, or whatever. Casey, he says he's not.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's not...
I could do a QRZ lookup.
Well, I need to get some documentation together, and I need to do it. And I need to do it tonight.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be up late. Oops. But of course, at least we don't have to. We don't have to leave until tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Oh, and by the way, I'm not packed yet, so
I knew that was going
to
happen.
But you don't have to do that right
now,
Blair.
Too bad you're not going
to
get any sleep tonight.
We can just watch Stargate instead.
Yes, and then of course there's this Byron who keeps distracting me. You know,
that never happens. Byron distracts people? Nah,
that never
can't happen.
Okay, well. The signs are sold, and
62.
It looks like one of them Fred may have bid on himself. Would he do that? Oh no!
Lady bid.
So. Yeah, we were looking at one of them. That would have been nice to have. I could just picture putting that up at Carmen's location. That would have been cool.
Yeah, I would have liked to.
Well, we didn't think of it until later.
But I was thinking, gee, it would have made a great sign to have for this T&D place.
Yeah.
Oh well. I thought of it after they were sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we found out that they were being sold after they were sold.
No. Actually, we found out earlier.
Well, you found out. Maybe I didn't.
It was mentioned on something. I know it was mentioned.
Brad says. Quiet, everyone.
Okay, well, I was quiet, everyone. Missed that. Uh-huh. So I remember hearing Leanne say that
which
they
part
were sold.
Of quiet, didn't he understand? 'Twas the night before solstice, and all through the cornfield, all the packets were scattered, yet Stan would not yield. The Doug and the Byron were hung by the chimney with care, with hopes that Lady Strappage soon would be there.
Boom.
Okay.
That's it. Where's my Cat 5 cable?
But, folks, that is not the whole of it. By the way, I get 20 or 25% of what those things went for. So, $150 or so to me for the documentation that I have to gather tonight and listing them. Fred said, "Oh, I didn't put." Yeah, this is funny. Fred's comment was, "Blair, you didn't put enough stuff in there. Don't you know that content is king?" Well, I never did before. Anybody who listens to my show would know that. See, I was engaging the content rationing system. Silly me. I put an eBay listing that explained what the things are and what they do. I forgot that Fred wanted the snake oil thrown in. I don't do that here.
That's not the direction that Udall Systems wants to go.
Yes, Jerry says, does Blair think he will see any money? Watch it, Blair. You know, I can just hear her saying it like that, Mark, that, you know, watch it, where I said, when a dish nut can't install a Y adapter. A simple Y adapter for his poor silver-haired saint of a mother.
Watch it, Blair.
Okay, folks, hold on to your chairs, because here's where the content starts coming. Now, when we got the news. By the way, I came in coming back from the post office and shipping out those DTMF2s, and that was the Friday morning was when Doug had the job interview, and they messed with me. I came in, and Doug and Byron were sitting at the table, and Doug goes, "I hate it when you go to all these places and spend the money to drive there, and then they give you a job."
Like, well, he was just going to flat out tell you, "Oh, I got a job." I said, "Oh, Doug, you got to mess with him." Had to talk him into it.
They messed with me. Well, because of Doug's job, we had, bing, 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 the victory dinner at Pinky's.
Woohoo!
Hamburger steaks all around. Well, Byron and I had hamburger steaks. Doug had something else.
He got a whole pound hamburger steak. Remember?
Ooh.
He got the biggin.
Biggin.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. And Byron said, "Oh, I can't finish mine." So he put it in a container and brought it home and finished it like 3 hours later.
Yeah, I'm weird that way because
I've done that.
I've done it.
I'm weird that way because I'll, you know, get myself all full at the buffet. At least I think I'm full. And about two hours later, I'll just...
Sign Debugger says, a Fred report. Fred does not exist. Well, we got some news. While we were having the victory dinner, you know, of course, this is a small town and people talk. And, well, we got some shocking news. One of our sources on the street happened to come in and we met her, and she told us that word on the street is that Fred is moving again.
Woo! Oh, no.
This time he's moving to Kansas City.
Jeez. He's going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here he comes. He's going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here he comes. They got some crazy little women there, and he's gonna get him one.
He's already got a crazy little woman. Who, by the way, news part two, bing, 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 bing.
Again?
The tuna is pregnant again.
The tuna has spawned.
She's again. like a baby unit.
Byron? Byron, I wish I had your hard drive hooked up right now. I really do.
Oh?
Yes. I need a wave from your hard drive. From your show, from the countdown, the Sonovox thing, number four.
Yeah. That was from Sonovox?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a Sonovox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a Sonovox. I don't think that's the Sonovox.
Yes, I'm not talking about the Sonovox person, but the device that does that is called a Sonovox.
Oh.
As I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Brad says, Cincinnati PD found out about Fred, so he's lambing it again. I wouldn't doubt it.
Cincinnati program director?
Cincinnati dancing program director, yeah. Cincinnati dancing PD.
Cincinnati PD have no clue.
I haven't made up my mind about Toledo.
My internet is going.
Mine did too.
Eep.
Maybe he'll live in the house that you were born in.
Yipe. Ooh. Yes, for those who don't know, I was born in Kansas City.
Yike.
Born in Kansas City.
Oh.
So there you go, a genuine Fred report, and you know, the bad news is another thing I was supposed to do today, but next year I'm not going to suck, which is good because I really suck this year. I wanted to start the pacer today. It was about 42 degrees, and it's been a month. It was time to start the pacer,
and you didn't.
I didn't. But fortunately, we're not leaving until, you know, afternoon tomorrow. So.
Blair?
Yeah.
I don't know about you. The rest of us are leaving tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. If I'm not ready, I won't go. I don't know how I'm getting back.
Yike.
Thanksgiving, Mom said, don't count on me to take you back for Christmas. Ooh. And I figured I'd kind of wait for a while. And, well, when I talked to her the other day, she asked me what were the plans, when was I getting there, and I told her, you know, day after Christmas I'll be there and coming for the party, blah, 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 blah. And she said, how are you getting back? And I said, funny you should mention that.
My finger's ready.
She said, no. She said, that wasn't going to happen. Hello?
Hello?
Ow, yeah. Ow.
Yuck.
Boy, what? That...
sounded bad.
Are you talking on a tin can? Hello? Not too well.
I hear you in the other room.
Well, you don't hear me in this room?
Oh, now I hear you, but it's kind of...
distorted.
Not a great... not sounding great.
I'm on a landline.
Huh.
Is that Fred?
No.
No, it's not Fred.
Oh, okay.
Sounds my name is Anti-Rob.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know who you are.
Okay, well, there you go.
I just wanted to call to say you're fired. That was pretty much it.
Ah!
I thought he was Wolf Pup for some reason.
I did too.
It's always the same.
No, I thought it was Wolf Pup.
I didn't.
It was Fred.
Had no idea.
Well, Fred and Wolf Pup always scream.
Yeah, that tells us he's gone.
Yep.
We had a good long talk with Wolf Pup, didn't we, Blair? That was cool.
What's that?
we had a long talk with Wolf Pup.
Yeah, we had some fun yakking at Wolf Pup, talking about compressors and scooters and.
Ah.
Yeah, I can just see the Wolf Pup on a scooter.
Yeah, well, he wants one.
I knew who it was.
Right.
I thought it was Wolf Pup at first there.
I didn't.
But I had no clue who it was.
Good,
Oh, you knew who it was?
Okay, well, Dwayne knew.
I did.
Dwayne's sighted. He knows these things. Oh, yeah.
So did Lady.
Captain, we've sighted Dwayne.
I'm hungry.
Can you get a picture of me scratching?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's different when it comes from Byron than it is when it comes from Leanne.
Right.
Yeah. if Byron says, I'm hungry, I really need to eat, you know, yeah, and?
So go order yourself some food, you schmuck. That's what they tell me.
Abe.
Yeah.
Oh. I say we break into Pizza Ranch.
Yeah.
We're breaking in live at the Pizza Ranch.
I think we should take their entire supply of pepperoni.
I take it they were closed or something.
Yep.
Oh, were
closed.
They? I didn't know anybody checked.
The lady attempted to call.
I was gonna say, I thought someone ordered pizza. I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
I think we should, you know, I was thinking we should make a pizza on the air. That's good radio.
Okay, yeah. Now we're in the kitchen now.
That's been done before.
Yeah, Byron is in the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, somebody did that once and I found it.
It was kind of hard to hear them because they didn't have a 6-band compressor.
Well, not to mention that Chris's house is echoey.
Yeah,
well, there's that,
and it had nothing in it. It was all house and no furniture.
It's still echoey, even though they have things in there now. Because when Chris does his show, you can hear an echo. Not as bad as the kitchen.
When Blair does a show, you can hear echo.
I'm a WTND. This is the bathroom mic.
Flush. Shut up, keeper. Pipe down, cat. Stop tearing up them shower curtains.
Oh, he sure did.
Uh-oh. Bad, bad, bad kitty.
Kitty made confetti out of the shower curtain.
You ever seen that show, X-Men?
Shut up, keeper. Pipe down, cat.
It was just coming back. I thought it was Brad there for a second, but it was coming back around.
Yep.
It comes around on the guitar.
You ever seen that show X-Men? You know, they've got the dude with the really long claws and he's...
Oh, Doug.
Wolverine. No!
Doug's the dude with the really long claws.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I thought Santa had all the claws. By the way, I like those Santa Claus movies. I haven't seen it all, but I've stood in the store watching a couple of different times that somebody's, you know, the like Walmart and Kmart and stuff running, having that movie playing, and I've seen some really funny bits.
I want to see
that movie.
The first one was really good, but now this one's the one that you saw was probably the sequel.
Yeah, it was. It was Santa Claus 2.
I want to see that.
So do I.
Blair still needs to see The Matrix.
No.
Blair has not seen The Matrix. That is not good. Blair needs to see The Matrix. He won't be able to understand it any better than we did, but... Right. I know, we need to have Connie see The Matrix, because she can explain it to us.
Eep. Well, you know, as usual, I am getting better about getting stuff done. I'm still not, you know, functional, but next year I'm not going to suck. One thing that I have kind of picked up is I've gotten a handle on the email. I had all kinds of, at one point I had 800 messages in my inbox, and I finally said, look, this has got to stop. So I got in there and started, going through the stuff. And I've got a bunch of articles marked here to read, which obviously are not going to get read this week. But I think we need to at least hit the highlights. So this one isn't worth reading. But darn it, after my content advisory at the beginning, I was going to go, orange alert, orange alert. You know, at least should be mentioned. Washington, the government is raising the national threat warning from yellow, the midpoint on its five-color scale, to orange, a federal official said Sunday. I knew I made a mistake leaving that out. Tom Ridge, the Leanne, has found the boppet. The Homeland Security Secretary, planned to discuss the change at a mid-afternoon news conference at the agency's headquarters. He is going to reveal that Fred is on the loose, and so the threat condition needs to be upgraded. Eep, eep, eep. I deleted all the articles related to it because they're too long, but we certainly need to at least mention the RIAA decision. Woo-hoo.
Yes, so cool.
Woo-hoo. I love the... I found it before Dwayne read it. I had found it in the... It's funny because I had found someone making an article that kind of made reference to it before I found the actual article, but I love the quote from the Register about the RIAA being delivered a much-needed kick in the groin.
Yes.
That was good.
Sure was.
The RIAA can no longer subpoena people's identities from ISPs. Dwayne covered this, the LPFM station that burned down.
Yep.
Dreams of gritty radio go up in flames, so I guess we can let that go. We got got a couple that are non-time critical, but this one, first I've heard of this. This needs to be read. In fact, I won't be here, but if I were around, it probably would even need to be watched. Plug in, boot up, and feel free to melt down. This
plug
from
in,
the
Buddha,
New York
what?
Times. Shut up, Rob. The live tech TV call for help-a-thon is only days away, but don't expect that network's geeks and residents to be limbering up their mouse click fingers or joystick grips. These particular television show hosts have no problem flying by the seat of their pants. It's very much about a direct connection with people and doing it live, said Leo Laporte, who at 47 is considered a senior citizen at the five-year-old network. It's very much like the old days of television, which I like. It's the old-fashioned intimacy. This sounds familiar. This sounds like a certain radio network I know of. On Friday morning, Mr. Laporte begins a 12-hour version of his regular one-hour call-in show, Call for Help, which is seen on weekdays and tries to make 21st century consumer electronics friendlier to everyone, from expert professionals to newcomers who may not know a modem from a molehill. Think this old hard drive. There's no Bob Vila for technology, someone to say, this is how you do it, Mr. Laporte said, referring to the host of This Old House from 1979 to 1989. We try to make it fun and informative, a spoonful of sugar. But when Tech TV recast the show as the Call for Help-a-thon aimed at rescuing the multitudes struggling to boot up and install their Christmas gizmos, Mr. Laporte was not quite sure what to expect. Chris Perillo, one of the hosts of last year's 18-hour telethon, the network's first, broke down at hour 14, turning into a giggling anchor adrift in the network's San Francisco studio. He couldn't do anything anymore, recalled Paul Block, an executive producer at Tech TV and a help-a-thon creator. Someone had to take him for a walk around the block.
That's interesting.
In an odd way, the meltdown fit right in with Mr. Block's original concept for the show. It started out in my mind as a promotional thing, he said. I wanted to put Leo on the air until he dropped. Nevertheless, much less like the Blair and Steve saving it at Radio Marathon. Nevertheless, the help-a-thon was trimmed to 12 hours this year because Mr. Block said it was a more watchable feat by our audience and a more producible feat by our staff. Catherine Schwartz, Mr. Laporte's Call for Help co-host, who worked the first hour of last year's help-a-thon, dressed in pajamas, said this year's show would feature some surprise guests, perhaps a few rock musicians with PC headaches. We have a team of about 25 people, and everyone around the network is so excited about this, she said. If you're into tech, then you're going to be into this. You're going to see stuff you've never seen before. It is that promise of presenting consumer technology's leading edge with a mix of authority and occasional zaniness that tech TV executives say has helped the network reach more than 40 million households in the United States, distribute its content to more than 70 countries, and claim an average of 1.5 million visitors to its website, techtv.com, every month. Our audience is young and upscale and early adopters, the holy grail of audiences, said Greg Brennan, Senior Vice President for Programming and Production of Tech TV, noting that 75% of the audience is male and that the average viewer is 31 and earns $60,000 to $70,000 a year. That's a much sought-after audience that advertisers usually have to go through news or sports programming to reach, Mr. Brennan said. Business is robust. As a network that broadcasts syndicated programming, like the popular British competitive smash-up Robot Wars, as well as original series Tech TV, owned by Vulcan Inc., the third or fourth owner this year, has the tech network playing field pretty much to itself. Only G4, an upstart network owned by Comcast. Now, is that on satellite G4? Is G4 on G4? owned by Comcast, devotes its programming day to technology, but it squarely focuses on the relentlessly expanding universe of video games.
Yawn.
Even Tech TV's regularly scheduled offerings are more varied than G4's big thinkers. Wait a minute.
Used to be on Tech TV.
John Dvorak show.
Yes. On Wednesdays presents profiles of some of the world's greatest scientists. Tech Live, weeknights and Sundays, offers technology news and analysis. Conspiracies, the Brad show, Club Impaler over Nightmare. Wednesday nights seriously explores some of the reigning theories on aliens, assassinations, and other intrigues. And fresh gear.
Hey, they're talking about Tech TV.
Oh, are they?
They must be, because all of those shows are Tech TV.
Okay, but I thought for a second.
I could swear that the
okay, even Tech.
I thought they took big thinkers off.
Yeah.
Okay. Even Tech TV's regularly scheduled offerings are more varied than G4's.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I guess it is. We thought we had something there for a minute.
Yeah.
Fresh Gear Tuesday nights reviews hot new technologies. The daytime and evening shows, which also include rebroadcasts, are followed by a recently tweaked weeknight lineup. X-Play features the newest snoozer video games. Unscrewed with Martin Sargent covers some of the funnier, stranger aspects of popular tech culture and Japanese animation. Anime Unleashed takes over after that. We're talking hardware, we're talking software, we're talking games, Mr. Brennan said of Tech TV's programming. We have what is that very broad technology space and an awful lot of room to help people and foster community. An important tool in that community building is the far-reaching network of webcams that Tech TV helped create. First, by encouraging anyone who had one to plug it in, and then by having 3Com donate 10,000 of these computer-based cameras through which viewers appear on the air from their homes and offices to ask questions and offer insights and asides. Mr. Laporte, who is also co-host with Patrick Norton of the Screensavers, the network's other techno help show, said the direct audiovisual connection helped further the mission of empowering people through their technologies. We are like Rolling Stone, he said, comparing the network to that venerable rock magazine. We reflect a culture. Rolling Stone was not just about music. It was really about a revolution happening in America. We realized fairly quickly that this is not just about computers. That's right, folks. It's about Max Headroom too, and you know,
Thunderbirds.
I don't watch
animation.
I don't watch Tech TV anymore, and I should. You should
at least have the replay catch Screensavers and call for help. Those are the only
good
shows.
I don't.
Yeah, I like Tech Live.
I say bring back
and
Kate.
Sometimes fresh
bring
gear.
Back Kate.
Yeah.
He doesn't think much of you either, Rob.
I haven't.
It was rather interesting. caught a program that Byron, I'm sure, will remember. I'm trying to think of the if I can get the
I
name
just
right.
caught Wi-Fi Dwayne. I hadn't seen that before.
The there's a program available on the net, which used to be on the CNET radio thing. I'm trying to remember. Web radio guys, something like that. Anyway, they interviewed Chris Perillo last week, and it's available as an archive from their website, and it's very interesting, some of the things he pointed out. Apparently, and I don't know if it was during that part that they were talking about where he broke down, but he pointed out that apparently he kind of let a four-letter word or two fly over the air during that 14 hours. And apparently it's all over the internet. People have marked that.
Yipe.
Mark that's on Tech TV?
Uh-huh.
That never happens.
He's also saying that, you know, he was kind of, it sounded a little sour grapeish to me. He was saying, well, this year they're only going to do 5 hours. He says, I wanted to do 19 or 20.
Yeah.
But anyway, it sounds like he's trying to get another TV show. I'm not impressed with his TV presence.
Someday, I don't know because I've never even seen the guy. Someday we need to do an LTUAE-a-thon and... Yeah, you know, we'll get Ken excited by
Blair-a-thon,
just
Blair-a-thon.
Yeah, right.
Blair-a-thon.
Hey Diane, I'm not going to read this article, but you know the title is good. FCC Chairman Powell is a geek. You know, Diane hides her geekness, but he embraces his.
Yeah.
Geekage is good.
But I don't like some of the thing. I like some of the things he's done, but I don't like a lot of the things he's done.
Well, I really miss CNET Radio, and I think Wookie needs to take their place. I mean, XM has David Lawrence on 24/7. They should just remove CNET and put Wookie there.
Yay!
Whoa, Daryl!
What did Daryl do? What did I miss? Did he gag?
I said, if you're going to give me a choice, I'd rather hear Steve from Fresno than David Lawrence.
Oh, yipe.
Now we're going to go over how to configure your system for voice over IP.
How low can you go?
First, open network properties. Don't get the laser pointer in your eye.
Blair does a pretty good Steve from Fresno.
Yeah, I'm Steve from Fresno's clone.
A comment to the IRC. We never do that, of course.
That's not the direction we want to go here.
Not on this show.
Somebody was pointing out that those phrases were legal on cable, just not broadcast TV. True, but then again, you've got standards that the networks each
just because
have as their policy, and I'm sure it wasn't their policy to let those words out.
It might have been legal, but it's against Tech TV's policy. Each company has a policy. You don't see cuss words flying on USA. They actually bleep them.
Yep.
So you're saying is you can't say on the radio.
That's right.
That's right.
That's about it.
In the case of basic tier cable, it's pretty much the same rules as over-the-air television. There, in terms of most of the, but it's networks making that decision on their own.
Yep. Well, and the same thing happens with like XM and Sirius. They can get away with the stuff, and a lot of times they will let it go through.
First of all, they have a channel that's devoted to that.
Yeah, right. Channels where they do it. But I mean, it's the policy of some of the channels not to promote it too much, not to do it too much.
Right. Okay. Most of the music channels won't.
We need to read some articles here.
All right.
This
how about
inbox.
This inbox
needs to be cleaned out. I got this from Hap. Hap says, this is a splendid alternative to a nursing home. See you there.
Casey, not
this RP. is funny. This is good.
With the average cost of a nursing home per day reaching $188, there's a better way when we get old and feeble. I have already checked on reservations at the Holiday Inn for a combined long-term stay discount and senior discount of $49.23 per night. That leaves $138.77 a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in any restaurant I want, or room service, laundry, gratuities, and special TV movies. Plus, they provide a swimming pool, a workout room, a lounge, washer, dryer, etc. Most have free toothpaste and razors, and all have free shampoo and soap. They treat you like a customer, not a patient. $5 worth of tips a day will have the entire staff scrambling to help you. There's a city bus stop out front, and seniors ride free. The handicapped bus will also pick you up if you fake a decent limp. To meet other nice people, call a church bus on Sundays. For a change of scenery, take the airport shuttle bus and eat at one of the nice restaurants there. While you're at the airport, fly somewhere. Otherwise, the cash keeps building up. It takes months to get into decent nursing homes. Holiday Inn will take your reservations today. And you are not stuck in one place forever. You can move from inn to inn or even from city to city. Want to see Hawaii? They have a Holiday Inn there, too. TV broken? Light bulbs need changing? Need a mattress replaced? No problem. They'll fix everything and apologize for the inconvenience. The inn has a night security person and daily room service. The maid checks to see if you're okay. If not, they will call the undertaker or an ambulance. If you fall and break a hip, Medicare will pay for the hip, and Holiday Inn will upgrade you to a suite for the rest of your life. And no worries about visits from family. They'll always be glad to find you and probably check in for a few days' mini vacation. The grandkids can use the pool. What more can you ask for? So when I reach the golden age, I'll face it with a grin. Just forward all my email to me at Holiday Inn.
But Dayton is not a long enough stay to qualify us.
And then I got a reply from the lady saying, can we do this at Dayton? Okay. Well, here's another one that, again, not worth reading the whole thing, but I want to read at least the beginning of it so I can make a comment.
You got a lot of content tonight.
Yeah. Well, I hope scary? People don't OD on it. Coming soon to Arab TV. Coming soon to Arab TV's U.S. Shouldn't that be the other way around? The United States. No. Well, that is right. The United States' next great hope for winning Arab hearts and minds. Yeah, right. Hides in a squat two-story building in a generic industrial park here, just off I-95. The only hint of what may lie within is the black tape lettering on the front door that reads, News. Inside, construction crews are working 7 days a week to complete studios for the most ambitious United States government-sponsored international media project since the Voice of America began broadcasting in 1942. It is to be called Al Hurra, a slickly produced Arab language news and entertainment network that will be beamed by satellite from this Washington suburb to the Middle East. The name translates to English as the Free One. Al Hurra is meant to be America's fair and balanced pan-Arab answer to outlets like Al Jazeera, the Qatar-based satellite network that White House officials accuse of fanning anti-Americanism in the Persian Gulf region. The network
they're gonna believe something that we produce.
The network may start broadcasting as early as next month, but it already faces skepticism, even from an outside Middle East expert appointed by Secretary of State Colin L. Powell to review American public relations efforts in the Arab world. Many Middle East scholars have questioned whether its target audience, suspicious of all things American, would ever accept it, especially when its main hub is in Virginia, where the CIA headquarters is.
So it's going to be
readers' comment. Even if it does gain acceptance, some scholars said they doubted that a single television network could have enough impact to justify $62 million in first-year costs. The team behind Al Hurra, an odd mix of American media executives and longtime Arab journalists, said it would be editorially independent. Oh yes, we're spending $62 million, but you can do what you want. In keeping with other outlets of its kind, Voice of America and Radio Free Europe. acknowledging the changes. They said it will exemplify the best values of American journalism and present the best chance so far to deepen understanding of America in the region.
There's something deepening.
Yes. It goes on, and there's some more stuff about money, skipping a paragraph or two down. By midwinter, the network will have a separate outlet and studios in Iraq paid for by a $40 million appropriation included in the president's $87 billion financial aid package for Iraq and Afghanistan. It will have other bureaus throughout the Middle East. So, this is interesting. And that was not one of my original comments. In reverse order here. First comment being, you know, we've heard that $87 billion figure. $40 million of that is for us to put up a propaganda station. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
My original comment, the reason I mentioned this, is I really enjoyed that story that 60 Minutes did, which I later heard Dean read on a replay of an old show, obviously before 60 Minutes got a hold of it. Yep. This was the story of the guy who already put together the network beaming to the Middle East, where, you know, supposedly, if you believe the story, it kind of was not their intention, but that's the way it turned out. And of course the story was a little, you know, do we believe that? But they were doing it on a shoestring. And my point here is that they had all the guys, you know, these guys were putting out a scrambled signal on alternate days because they didn't have the money, and they were saying, you know, and they did it. You know, this was not give us money and we'll do a network. This was, they're already doing it. By the way, how about
supporting us?
Yeah. How about you guys throw us a little support? Now, one little thing that I did just realize, I may have sort of shot myself in the foot. It was actually Iran they were targeting, not Iraq.
That's true.
So
I'm not a political guy.
Not that different.
I'm not a political guy, and I can't tell the difference between Iraq and Iran. Yeah.
Part of the
song.
My point is
a Q and an N.
That's it. Yeah.
My point is that we ought to be supporting the efforts of the already established station that everyone loves. You know, to the tune of it, if those guys were given $1 million, they could do a lot more with it. You know, this thing, they're spending $62 million already, and we don't even know if anyone's going to take it seriously. So I just, when I saw that article, I felt compelled to at least start reading it and make that comment.
You are absolutely right. I think that is that's a very valid point. And the fact that it's being supported by our government, put together by people that they're asking them to do it, and of course they're going to give them perfect freedom to do whatever they want.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I was afraid, you know, you said fair and balanced news.
Yeah, I'm thinking, is Fox going to do this?
Yeah, Fox News.
No, Daryl. Daryl, what Fox is going to do is Fox is going to sue over use of that. characterization.
It's fair and balanced, therefore it's Fox in Arabic.
All right, I want to shoehorn in another article here.
Okay.
Go for it.
We got too much to do, so I'm not, even if they would allow me to.
There's a lot of content
I'm not
going to
be going
left
over tonight, but this was another, here's a disturbing one. U.S. programmers at overseas salaries. Rather than send IT work to India, a Boston startup sought locals at the same money. The result, plenty of applicants and a lot of questions. This is from Business Week magazine. It's the great unanswered business economic question of our day. How do we replace the hundreds of thousands of information technology, call center, paralegal, and other jobs rapidly exiting the U.S. for India, Russia, and other low-wage countries? The main answer that the so-called experts put forth without a lot of conviction is that we'll create new high-value jobs to replace those leaving the U.S. What are these jobs? No one seems to know. In the meantime, the matter of overseas subcontracting appears to have become open and shut. If you're an executive with half a brain, your name is Fred. You can only come to only one conclusion when tallying the differences in costs between hiring computer programmers in the U.S. versus India or Russia. These days, the jobs are going to Indians and Russians. Offshore bargains. But what if there was another way to skin this particular cat? That's what John Carson wondered a few months back when confronted with the need to complete a major programming project in a hurry and at the lowest possible cost. John is a serial entrepreneur whose latest venture, C Market, helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenues by putting fundraising auctions online. I have known John for years and, full disclosure, have invested in several of his ventures. I only learned about his computer programming dilemma after the fact, though. C Market had been pursued, as many business owners are these days, by an intermediary who promised he could cut C Market's programming costs significantly by outsourcing his needs to India. So last spring, when C Market signed an agreement with the National Parent Teachers Association to handle online auctions for its 20,000-plus local chapters and simultaneously begin taking on charity auctions from Boston to Miami, John knew he had to rapidly expand C Market's capabilities. He had his IT director call the intermediary and tell him that C Market needed 4 programmers pronto. John knew the numbers for experienced American programmers doing the specialty work he required, $80,000 a year with benefits, adding an additional $5,000 to $10,000 per programmer. The intermediary came back with the number for the services from India, $40,000 per programmer. It seemed like a cut-and-dried decision, the kind U.S. executives are making every day without hesitating. But for some reason, John hesitated. Much as he likes the idea of having projects completed at the lowest possible cost and is responsible, and as responsible as he feels to investors, he didn't like the feeling of becoming someone who callously pushes jobs to other countries. I'm in the entrepreneurial economy where competition around both costs and revenues is very intense, he says, but I was personally very uncomfortable. This situation brought me face to face with how easy global disintermediation something is being made for folks to the point where it is almost inevitable. Tough call. As he thought more about this decision, John realized he had a valid business reason to hesitate. As the head of a startup that had been going for less than a year, he wasn't at all certain he should take the risk of having essential work done at a far-off location by people he didn't know and with whom he could communicate only via email and phone. Still, there was the matter of nearly $200,000 in annual savings. Each time he hesitated about making his decision, various confidants reminded him about the big money at stake. And then John had a brainstorm. What if he offered Americans the jobs at the same rate he would be paying for Indian programmers? It seemed like a long shot, but it also seemed worth the gamble. So John placed some ads in the Boston Globe offering full-time contract programming work for $45,000 annually. He had decided that it was worth adding a $5,000 premium to what he'd pay the Indian workers in exchange for having the programmers on site. The result? We got flooded with resumes, about 90 in total, many from highly qualified programmers having trouble finding work in the down economy, John says. His decision, for $5,000, it was no contest. John went American. And the outcome, I think I got the best of both worlds. I got local people who came in for 10% more than Indians, and I found really good ones. Here and now. In the interim, John has promoted 2 of the programmers to full-time employees at standard American programming salaries rather than risk losing them to the marketplace, and he is convinced that having people working on-site gives him control over quality and things that he wouldn't have enjoyed if he had subcontracted overseas.
While C-Market has solved its immediate challenge, the implications of John's approach are potentially mind-bending. What if other companies began taking the same approach, offering Indian-style wages to American workers? On the positive side, we could begin to solve our job creation program problems. But on the negative side, America's standard of living would inevitably decline. There's only one way to find out for sure how it all might shake out, and that is for other executives to replicate John's experiment. The results could be quite interesting. Well, we're about out of time, but I think the results could be quite disturbing. This, what we're talking about, being dragged down to the level of the rest of the world.
Kind
of reminds me of that.
Good night, my Riley dog.
Yeah.
Oh, good night.
We're done.
Four more hours.
No. Four more hours of packing and documentation.
And chanting?
And sleeping and chanting.
Come and go.
We got to go to come and go. Get some food.
You go to come and go. I got work to do.
Yeah,
I
you
hope
do.
You all enjoyed the content that I managed to squeeze in between the Daryl and the
And
Tom.
There's still more. I mean, you could probably fill a whole nother hour.
Well, all the content's been disseminated. And you know what?
What?
We're done.
Wait. Good night.
We're done.
Good night, all.
We're done.
Good
and
night.
I heard a good night from the bathroom, so.
Yeah.
Good night. And I need a
don't
program.
Don't you hate it when you don't click on the right thing?
I need a program.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Now stay tuned for Battlestar Galactica Forum.
Welcome to Battlestar Galactica Forum.
I run the show. Completely. When the job's done, I walk.
Now I think it's time to head over to the Ponderosa.
Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. And good night.
Next time it may be different. And you believe me, boy, there'll be a next time.
Portions of this program have been transcribed. Other portions have been erased completely.
Well, I think it's good for a show to go off the air before it becomes stale and repetitive.
This program will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
The following program is next.
Next.
Next year, I'm not gonna suck.
We're going to Q&A.